meet in Farmington today for a
You'll get another meal out of it, and you could possibly use those recipes and another dish down the road.
Shotgun snap to Connor Bosler. Takes that snap, play action, dumps it deep, wide open, target in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Colwood. That pass goes 18 yards, and Valley scores first in the 2014 Show Me Bowl.
Keekek asking for the set and rips it cross court. Otek digs it out, gets it back, rips it up, and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set, and St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go! Bonk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the five, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Left fielder going back, looking up. It's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth. Doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College. And now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left. Janika Mason holds the ball. And your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
With a trip to Nationals on the line, the Mineral Area College and Heartland Community College 2, a three-run walk-off home run at the bottom of the seventh by their shortstop, Cassie Kuzin, put them up 1-0 in the series. Mineral Area bounced back and was the home team in game number two, won the game 6-5, holding on in the seventh inning. It was back and forth. Aubriana Jones got the win in game two. It was Shayla Jansen taking the loss in game number one, but coming back for the save in game number two. Jessica Weaver, the starting pitcher for Heartland, she picked up the win in game number one, but it was Hannah Smith who relieved her in game number two who took the loss. It'll be Jessica Weaver back on the hill for the decisive game number three, and Mineral Area counters with their ace, Shayla Jansen, today. Mineral Area now with a record of 34-22 on the season. Heartland with a record of 35-20. Shayla Jansen tied for the all-time record for wins in a single season at Mineral Area College with 21. If she picks up her 22nd, she would hold that record all to herself today. So more on the line than just a trip to Nationals, although the record coming secondary most likely for her. She just wants to see this team get on to that next level in Clinton, Mississippi. So Shayla's 21-10 with a 2.94 ERA. Jessica Weaver, 19-5 with a 3.31 ERA. We'll get to the starting lineups. We'll get you the starting defense and all that stuff as pregame rolls along here on AM 800 KREI. I can tell you that Mineral Area will be the home team once again. They won the coin flip this morning, so the Lundy Cardinals get to play as the home team on their home field, Stevens Field at the Farmington Sports Complex. Temperatures dropped, I would say, at least 15, maybe 20 degrees from yesterday, so a lot cooler outside. And yesterday the wind was blowing out. Today the wind is blowing in. That's something we'll talk to Coach Steve Leverton about with his power-hitting team maybe being stifled by the wind today. He is the Heartland coach in his third year as the head coach, fifth year on the staff. So why don't we do that next? We'll come back in 1 minute. And after this 60-second break, Steve Leverton joins us. We're at the Farmington Sports Complex for the District B Championship Series game number three on AM 800 KREI.
Well, great. But knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs. And let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
back on the KREI pregame show. Steve Leverton joins us once again. He is the Heartland head softball coach. Coach, you split yesterday with Mid-Larry College. Game one, some balls bounced your way. Game two, balls didn't bounce your way. Give us your thoughts on the day one performance.
It's kind of what we expected. We knew it would be a dogfight, that one play could make the difference in the game. And both sides had chances actually to score more runs, especially in the second game, and didn't take advantage. So we're expecting another tight ball game that whoever makes their own breaks is probably going to come out on top.
Jessica Weaver, who you started yesterday in game number one and is starting today, she was brilliant through six innings, but it seemed like when she gave up the two runs in the seventh, that gave Mid-Larry a little bit of momentum, and then maybe she wore down a little bit into the second game. But for six innings yesterday, she was fantastic.
Yes, she was. That's the way she's been most of the year. She's a bulldog. She wants the ball, and she's going to get it again today. And we'll go as far as Weave goes generally. She's a gamer. Her stuff is pretty good stuff, but she doesn't overpower you, wow you, but she's just a pitcher and figures out a way to get people out. So we know she's going to give it everything she got today, for sure.
No hesitation. You were going to throw her back out there.
Oh, no hesitation. I told him in left field, when we took her out early, I told her that we may bring her back if we had the lead, but I wasn't going to waste pitches at this stage of the game. And our mind was made up that, I told you yesterday, we're a sophomore-laden team, and we're going to live and die with those sophomores.
A couple of defensive lapses in game two yesterday. I'm sure you'd want to see that shored up to make sure you get on the Nationals today.
For sure. We've been a solid defensive team all year, so we're expecting more of the same, that we'll revert back to where we normally are defensively.
How do you think the bats will react to seeing Shayla Jansen again today? I think it took you a little while to kind of get used to her style of pitching, and she is a very good pitcher, but now you've seen her a little bit. Are you confident that it'll be better production this time around?
I think so. She did a great job keeping us off balance, and that's obviously the number one goal in pitching. You can throw hard, but if all you do is throw hard. But she mixed it up real well and used her change effectively. The key for us is to stay back on the change and hit it hard and take it the other way.
Temperature fell about 20 degrees today. Does that affect anything at all? You're probably used to playing in cold weather.
The cold weather doesn't bother us. Obviously, we like to hit home runs when the wind's blowing in. So that may affect it, but hey, that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely the way it goes. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thank you
so much. That is Steve Leverton. He is the Heartland softball coach. Game three today. Winner moves on to Nationals between Mac and Heartland College.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
The KREI pregame show returns. Dave Gimmer joins me now, the Mid-Larry College softball coach. The decisive game number three today. Winner moves on to Nationals. Loser's done for the year. Heartland Community College is the opponent. Coach Gimmer, after yesterday, you told me yesterday if you would win this series, you would then have exceeded expectations. But after you competed so well in both of those games yesterday, has that changed at all? Do you maybe now expect to go on and win this thing?
Well, I think we expect to go on, but it's still, from beginning of the year, this would exceed our expectations, because they came down last year and beat East Central bad twice. So, it's nice to see the girls compete yesterday, and like I said, I hope their psyche is there, that they think they can win today.
Expectations can change throughout the course of a season.
Oh, they can change from at bat to at bat. I mean, you're like, go out there and think, I can't hit, and all of a sudden you get a hit, and the next one, you're thinking, okay, I better hit it again. So, yeah, they can change constantly.
Their pitcher, Jessica Weaver, shut you down for six innings yesterday. You finally got to her in the seventh inning of game number one, and then got to her again in the start of the second game. But now that you've seen her a little bit, yeah, she's going to be well-rested for today. But now that you've seen her, do you feel like the bats will do a little bit better this time around?
Well, I thought we hit the ball fairly well yesterday against her. They weren't hits. When you say a game of inches, it seemed like they caught the ball just, and if we'd have hit it a couple inches further away, it was a hit. So, I thought that, Michaela Martin hits a line drive to second baseman, first at bat of the game, and their right fielder made two or three good plays out there, and their second baseman made a bunch of good plays. So, I thought we hit the ball fairly well. We just didn't have anything to show for it. So maybe today those inches will fall our way, and those line drives will fall in for us.
6 runs in game 2 yesterday, and despite Emily Robinson having one base hit, I think she was 1-for-6, 1-for-7 in both games yesterday. I would think that bodes well here for game number 3. You'd think the law of averages would say she's going to get it going and help kind of spark this offense.
You always hope that. I mean, it's, you never know. I mean, if she's just off a little bit, it might go 4 or 5 games if she's off. But law of averages says she's going to hit. You know, Michaela Martin was struggling a little bit, and she came up with a 3-hit game that second one. So, you know, you hope that she stays hot and Emily Robinson gets hot again.
Shayla Jansen will be in the circle here for game number 3, and she pitched great yesterday, and I would expect her to do the same. And you know one thing, she's going to give you a chance when she's out there.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing that with Shayla, it's, she's going to compete and compete and compete. She's going to have to give us a chance, because if she doesn't, it's going to be a long day. So, yeah, we're expecting good things out of her.
Obviously, the girls have never been to Nationals. You haven't been there since 2011. It's been a few years now. What would it mean to get back?
It's always fun to go. You hope to get there, and it's, you know, you like to see what the other teams in the country are like. And we know from being there in the past that there are a lot of them that are pretty good. So it's fun. It's the first year that we went, I was probably not as happy as I should have been. And 2011, it was more of a celebration than 2009. I thought we had a chance to win a game or two, and we just kind of stunk it up. But I don't know if we stunk it up or the teams were just better than us. So, you know, it's just kind of a get to go to Nashville, celebrate a good season.
Hopefully we can get it done today. Good luck today, Coach.
All right, thanks.
That's Dave Gimmer, Max Softball Coach. First pitch coming up.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Just about to get this one underway. Dave Gimmer and Steve Leverton are meeting with the umpires at home plate. Mineral Area College will be the home team in this game number 3. The Lady Cardinals are 34-22. The Heartland Lady Hawks out of Normal, Illinois are 35-20. Let's get you the starting lineups. And nothing has changed for Heartland from yesterday. They've gone with the same lineup in back-to-back-to-back games. Cassie Kuzin leads it off. She was the hero from game number 1 with that 3-run walk-off homer. She's the shortstop. Katie Wooldridge bats second and plays second base. Riley Phipps, team leader in home runs now with 21 on the season, bats third and plays third base. Casey Jefferson, team leader in doubles with 15. She'll play first and clean it up. Jessica Brooks bats fifth and is the catcher. Kelsey Cook is playing left field, batting sixth. Chrissy Gadberry, the designated player, is batting in the seventh spot. Marcy Serrano, she played a dynamic right field yesterday. She bats in the eighth spot and stays in right. Megan Spain will bat ninth and play center field. That is the Heartland lineup. We'll give you the Mineral Area lineup when we come back. Right now, though, it's time to honor our country with a national anthem. We'll take a 2-minute pause here on AM 800 KREI.
Sometime, life's best moments get messy. For everything life throws at you, there's Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. Save up to 50% on select Tigressa carpets featuring that one-of-a-kind blend of softness and strength. And if you're a pet owner, check out our selection of pet-proof carpets. Also, save on hand-scraped hardwood, laminate flooring, ceramic, and luxury vinyl tile. Plus, qualified buyers can now get 18 months special financing. Unlike the big box stores, we don't charge for measures or estimates. It's free. or we can bring samples to you. Call us at 756-1999. Now's the perfect time to save on beautiful and durable flooring during Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. And find ideas and fresh inspirations for your home on our website, carpetonefarmington.com. Or visit our store at 755 Market Street in Farmington between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear. Carpet One Floor and Home, the only store with the beautiful guarantee.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the No Bull Deal.
No Bull.
It's 1 week to Jeep here at your home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, drive away in a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 for as low as $23,500. Or 0% financing for 75 months plus a $1,000 rebate. Or drive away in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade 4x4 starting at $21,500. Or get 0% for 60 months, plus a $500 rebate. During our 1 week to Jeep, get a 2016 Patriot for $18,900. Brand new $18,900. Listen up, here's the biggest rebate on the Jeep Grand Cherokee, $3,500. That's right, $3,500 on the 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's our 1 week to Jeep now until May the 16th at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus or at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
No Bull.
It is Shayla Jansen in the circle for Mineral Area College. 21 wins ties a regular season and, well, I guess postseason record as well for Mineral Area College. And Shayla's trying to get win number 22 and have that record all to herself. And the defense behind her, well, we'll give you the starting lineup for Mineral Area as well while we wait for Shayla to warm up. Michaela Martin will bat first and play left field in the home half of the first. Courtney Zweifel will play center field rather than Bailey Marks today and bat in the two spot. Emily Robinson back in the three hole as the shortstop. Mallory Pappard is playing second base today and cleaning it up. Olivia Siebert bats fifth and plays catcher. Alex Adams bats sixth and plays first. Taylor Niniger is in right field in the seventh spot. Samantha Ratledge moved from the two spot down to eight, and she is the designated player. She played second yesterday. And then Courtney Ralston is batting ninth and playing third base for Shayla Jansen. We're ready to get this one underway. Shayla is done warming up, and we will see Kuzin step in and bat from the right side. Kuzin, Wooldridge, Phipps this inning, and then Jefferson, if anybody can get on in the visiting half of the first inning. This game will get underway just a handful of minutes late on AM 800 KREI Farmington Park Hills Deloge. Looks like first pitch is coming our way at 12:03 this afternoon, brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington, Highway 67 north of Farmington, where customers bring their friends, and the first pitch is ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. A reminder that Stevens Field at the Farmington Sports Complex measures 200 feet all the way around. Here comes the 1-0. Showing bunt, pulling it back and taking a strike is Kuzin. Evens things up at 1-1. Cassie Kuzin, 2-for-6 in the series with a home run, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, a couple of walks and a strikeout. That's good for a .333 batting average against Mineral Area pitching. Here's a swing and a line drive into center field. Zweifel started in and then got burnt deep. Ball gets over her head. She gets it in quickly to second base, but not in time. It's a double by Cassie Kuzin to start it off here in the first. Zweifel made a fantastic play in center field yesterday. This time, I don't know if she could have gotten there had she not started in, but starting in certainly didn't help. And a leadoff extra base hit has Hartland poised to score first here in the first inning. Kuzin is aboard, and here comes Wooldridge. Wooldridge, 2-for-7 in the series with a run scored. That's a .285 batting average. Closed batting stance from the right side. She swings and misses at one. That sinks downstairs, and the count is 0-1. 90 home runs on the season, including 3 yesterday for Hartland. A slugging team, but the wind blowing in from left field today. Here's the 0-1 pitch, low and inside for ball number one. 1-1 on Wooldridge. So with Coach Leverton going with the exact same lineup 3 games in a row, that is almost complete opposite of what Mineral Area and Coach Dave Gimmer has done. They tinkered a little bit in game 2 yesterday, and then they've shuffled it all up today. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the second baseman. Up with it there. Fabert will throw on to first base, and actually looks like there's been a late change to the second baseman over there. Pappert was the one scheduled to play there, but 18 is playing second base for Mineral Area College, so a little bit of a shift as the 4-3 put out is the first out of this first inning. Runner would advance over to third base, one away. No score as of yet. Three-hole hitter Phipps is at the plate. Number 18 playing second base is Samantha Ratledge, so they went ahead and went back to Samantha. This pitch is in there for a call strike to Phipps, and the count is quickly 0-2. One away, and a runner at third base with an 0-2 count on Riley Phipps, the power hitter. She swings and fouls this one off to the right side. Count stays at 0-2 on Riley. Riley just 1-for-5 yesterday, but that one hit was a big home run. It was a three-run shot, so she ended up with three RBIs, a couple of walks, a run scored, and a strikeout on the day through two games, 200 batting average yesterday. She needs to protect here on 0-2. Here's a pitch that goes high all the way back to the screen, but the catcher, Olivia Siebert, gets back there quickly enough, and the runner at third, Kuzin, does not advance. That took a favorable carom off the backstop and came back to Olivia Siebert. So the defense behind Jansen, Adams at first, and indeed is it is Ratledge at second, Robinson short, Ralston at third. Siebert is behind the plate as the catcher, Martin in left, Zweifel in center, Nininger in right field. Here's the 1-2 pitch, upstairs and outside, ball number two. Shayla Jansen, she could use a strikeout right about now. 2.94 ERA, 91 strikeouts in the season, 46 walks this year. She's given up 16 home runs, 129 runs, but only 76 of those have been earned. The 2-2 pitch from Shayla, and it's up high. Shayla missing high quite a bit in this first inning. The count goes full with Jefferson on deck. Heartland has their leadoff batter aboard and over at third base with just one down in the top of the first. The loser season comes to an end. The winner moves on to Clinton, Mississippi next week. Time is called. Shortstop Robinson, second baseman Ratledge, and the catcher Siebert, along with the first baseman, going to come over and join in this conversation. Actually, Ratledge stayed put at second. It's Alex Adams out there as they talk to Shayla Jansen. Jansen taking a look at her right hand. First base umpire comes in to break all that up. It's a 3-ball, 2-strike count on Riley Phipps. Overall this season, Riley with a 375 batting average with 21 home runs, now 54 RBIs after yesterday's games, 42 walks, 15 strikeouts. She struck out in her first at-bat yesterday, hitless in the first game, and then 1-for-2 in game two, and she takes a walk here. Pitch high and wide again from Shayla Jansen. Doesn't have great command like she did yesterday, at least early on. Now she could use a double play or a strikeout with Casey Jefferson standing in. Casey Jefferson tagged a couple of doubles down the left field line yesterday for her only two hits. That was in game one. She also walked one time yesterday, batting 400 in the series. The pitch is outside for ball number one to the Hawk first baseman. Mineral Area is wearing the black uniforms today. Black tops, black bottoms, red socks, white Cardinal spelled out across the front, white letters, white numbers, a little bit of red trim. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that one just brushes the top of the strike zone off speed, and the count evens up at 1-1 on Casey Jefferson. Heartland with the gray uniforms, gray tops, blue trim, a little bit of white mixed in there as well. Blue Heartland spelled out across the front, swinging a foul ball, and that has white outline around it. And then navy blue pants on, white batting helmet for the batter. 1-2 on Casey Jefferson with runners on the corners. Heartland batting in the top of this first inning. The 1-2 pitch up high again. And that puts the count at 2-2 on Jefferson. Overall numbers for Casey, 349 hitter with 60 total base hits this year, 11 walks, leads the team with 15 doubles. Moved into the lead yesterday with a pair. 2-2, 1 out. Here comes the pitch. Off speed, swing and a miss, and a strikeout. Critical strikeout there for Shayla Jansen. Runners stay put at the corners, 2 down in the top of the first. Took something off and way out in front was Jefferson, and it comes down to Jessica Brooks looking for the 2-out base hit. Jessica is the catcher. She stands in there from the right side. Slowly digs herself a spot. Steps up to the front of the batter's box. 392 hitter this season. No batting gloves on for her. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike right there at the letters. Right down the heart of the plate. Counts 0-1. First baseman Adams going to play even with the bag. Third baseman Rawson going to hug the line and also even with the bag. Middle infield back at a normal depth. Outfield straight away, but shallow. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a hard hit ground ball to Ralston. She's up with it, throws to first, and stranding two base runners are the Heartland Hawks. They don't get anybody home in the top half of the first inning. Nothing, nothing. Shayla Jansen battles through it, and Mineral Area bats in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Patsy at Patsy's Furniture. We are cutting prices on all our existing stock to make way for the new stock coming in daily. So come in and get the best price and best values in town, all with 12 months no interest. And you can get pre-approved through our website at www.patsysfurniture.com. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. That's Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, we know 15 of the 16 teams that'll be at the national tournament next week. We're just awaiting the winner of this game to decide the 16th and final spot. Two more teams punched their ticket yesterday. We'll give you the list again later on in the broadcast. Right now, though, let's tell you a little bit more about Jessica Weaver. Picked up a win in game one yesterday, took a no decision starting game two and lasting just an inning. She's 19-5 now on the season with a 3.31 ERA, 145 and two-thirds innings pitch, 87 runs, 70 of those have been earned. Solid defense behind her. 36 walks, 65 strikeouts, 8 home runs allowed, including one yesterday to Mallory Papert. Michaela Martin leads things off. Michaela had a good day yesterday. She hit 571 against Heartland, 4-for-7. Couple of runs scored and a strikeout at the top of the order. It was a 3-for-4 game two for the Mineral Area left fielder. Martin Sweeple Robinson this inning. Cleanup batter Papert. If anybody gets aboard, here is the first pitch. Low and outside. It is ball number one. Counts 1-0. So Michaela Martin, she saw the ball the best yesterday of any Mineral Area batter with a 4-for-7 day. All of her base hits were singles. She also hit the ball hard, her very first bat of the day, at bat of the day, but hit it right to the second baseman who made a nice catch to take a hit away from her, or else she'd be 5-for-7 in the series. One ball, one strike pitch, and this one tails downstairs for a ball number two, 2-1. Michaela with a 368 batting average, 23 RBIs, 4 home runs, 9 doubles. 60 total base hits this season. She stands tall in the right-handed batter's box with a slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball. It's tapped to the third baseman. Up with it. Phipps throws across. 5-3 put out. First out is recorded in the bottom half of the first inning. Solid defense yesterday, especially in game one. Heartland kicked the ball a little bit in game two, but they made some dazzling plays, especially the right fielder, Serrano. She made 3 diving catches yesterday. She was awesome. Next pitch is a swing and a soft line drive toward the gap in right center field, and it's down, and it's going to roll to the wall, and it is Courtney Zweifel with the extra base hit. Courtney goes 1-for-1 yesterday. She's now 2-for-2 in the series, batting 1,000 against Heartland pitching. A one-out double for Mineral Area College. Now has the Cardinals threatening in the first. Now it's Emily Robinson. Emily just the one hit yesterday. It came in game number two. She's 1-for-7 in the series with a strikeout, hitting 142 through the two games. She digs herself a spot. Team leader in batting average at 419. That dip from floor 31 yesterday. 8 home runs, a couple of triples, and 12 doubles for the former North County Lady Raider. This pitch in at the knees for a called strike. Emphatically, the home plate umpire throws out the right hand, and the count's 0-1. Big runner in scoring position. Zweifel gets the start today. In center field. She came in relief a couple of times yesterday or off the bench. In a pinch hitting role. And did well enough to earn the start today. Here's a swing and a fly ball deep right field, but foul. That one sliced and had home run distance, but no doubter it was going to twist foul out of play. The count's 0-2. Papert, the designated player on deck, initially listed as the starting second baseman, but a late scratch, a late change to the lineup. Put her back at DP today. Zweifel is the runner at second base, ready to be driven in by Emily Robinson. Ball low and outside. One ball and two strikes. She wouldn't go fishing. On a pitch that tailed away from the right-handed batter. Time going to be called. Umpire, the field umpire out between first and second is going to ask that that foul ball from Emily Robinson earlier get retrieved from foul territory for safety precautions and get thrown back in here to home plate. They'll do so, and we'll remind you that we're brought to you by Fleeks Equipment of St. Genevieve and Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills. Mineral Area College trying to get back to the national tournament for the first time since 2011. It was also the last year Mineral Area won the Region 16 tournament. Stars looking to align once again for the Mac Lady Cardinals. Emily Robinson at the dish with a 1-2 count and a runner at second base, one down here in the first. This pitch over but low. Good block by the catcher. 2-2. 6-5, the game two final yesterday. 5-2, the game one final. Heartland took game one. Mineral Area took game two. With their season on the line, they responded. And definitely looked like the better team in game two. With two strikes, Emily Robinson chokes up on the bat. The pitch is downstairs. Ball gets by the catcher. Runner moves up to third base. And now Mineral Area has a go-ahead run early over at third. Just like Heartland did, but Heartland couldn't get theirs home. The count runs full after that wild pitch. And Emily Robinson with a big RBI opportunity right now. Team leader in RBIs, 52 on the season, looking for her first ribby of the series. Third baseman's going to creep in. That's Phipps. First baseman about a half a step in front of the bag. And the middle infield creeps in as well. This pitch is low, just missing. Emily Robinson with a good eye to watch that one for ball number four. Runners will be on the corners. Robinson at first, Weefle at third. And here comes Papert. Papert launched the home run in the first inning of yesterday's contest off of this very pitcher, Jessica Weaver. It was the eighth home run allowed all season long by Jessica Weaver. So Mallory stands in from the right side, no batting gloves on. A couple of wristbands, one on either hand. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike, and it's a 1-1. That was a good pitcher's pitch there, in at the knees, outer half. Mallory Papert hit her seventh home run of the year yesterday. Comes in with a 360 overall batting average. The 0-1 with runners on the corners. Here it comes Mallory swinging a ground ball. Dribbler deep in the hole at short. The only place to go to first. They get the out, but the run comes in. Mineral Area on top, 1-0. The RBI ground out from Mallory Papert. RBI number 39 for Mallory, 1-0. Mineral Area Cardinals. Zweifel able to come in and score on the 6-3 RBI put out. Moving up to second base, Robinson. Two down in the inning, and here is Olivia Siebert, the catcher. On the white jersey, she wears number 3. On the black jersey, she wears number 28. The only Cardinal with two different numbers for two different jerseys. Pitch downstairs for a ball. And really, she should be just now graduating from Farmington High School, but she graduated early and comes out to Mineral Area College. Plays on the softball team. So in the fall, she was playing for Farmington. In the spring, here she is playing for Mineral Area College. Ball low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Siebert hit the ball a couple of times hard in game two yesterday. I gave both of the plays errors. So really she was 0 for 4, but it was much better than that, the latest of which actually put Mineral Area on top at the time, 5-4. This pitch low, and it's ball number 3. Now Jessica Weaver, so effective in game one, started game two, wasn't as effective, only lasted one inning, and isn't looking as good here in game three early on. And you don't know if it's fatigue or Mineral Area just seeing her a little bit better now that they've seen her. Probably a little bit of both. 3-0 with two down, and Siebert swinging away, fouls this pitch off. She took a hack at it and just a little bit late, fouled it off to the right. The count's 3-1. Mineral Area already one run in this inning. The inning started with Martin grounding out the third. Zweifel doubled to center. Zweifel advanced to third on a wild pitch. Robinson walked before Papert grounded out. Zweifel making up for the slight misplay she had in center field. Mineral Area did not give up a run off of it and then came in to score. Here's a swing and a pop up. Third baseman at foul territory over and makes the catch. Phipps puts it away. But Mineral Area does get one run on one hit in the inning, and they lead 1-0 after one in this Game 3 of the District P Championship Series. We're back in 60 seconds. It's Mac Softball on KRBI.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Hi, this is Greg Redfield of Redfield Collision Center in Festus and Farmington. Be listening for the business spotlight on our collision repair facility. We'll discuss all the aspects of our business and why you should make Redfield your first and best choice. Because like I always say, when quality counts, you can count on Redfield. Be listening for the Business Spotlight on Redfield Collision Center here on Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check Mac out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because Mac is your next step.
After one inning of play, Mineral Area College on top 1-0 over Heartland College out of Normal, Illinois. They play their home games at the home of the Normal Corn Belters. I believe that is a independent league baseball team, minor league baseball team. Frontier, is it Frontier League or independent? Now I forget, but they play in the same league as the Gateway Grizzlies, which those guys are carried on our affiliate 1400 KJFF. Batter stands in, Kelsey Cook, here in the second inning. Cook batting in the sixth spot, then followed by Gadberry and Serrano. And here is the pitch. Kelsey Cook with a solo home run yesterday for her only RBI of the series. Called strike there. Cook batting 500 against Mineral Area now, 3-for-6 with that home run. Couple of runs scored at an RBI. Mack with an RBI ground down from Mallory Pappert for their only run of the game. Swinging a tapper past the pitcher. Jansen, shortstop comes up. Robinson guns it to first in time for the out. That ball was even slowed down by Jansen, so it goes 1-6-3 on the putout. Robinson had to charge an all-in-one motion field and throw, and she sure did it. Great play by Robinson, one of the better plays of this series so far. Probably doesn't top some of the plays made by Serrano in right field yesterday, but big first out of the second inning. And now Gadberry, the designated player, stands in. Gadberry 1-for-6 in the series, good for a 166 mark against Mineral Area. She struck out once yesterday, takes the ball for ball number one, 1-0. Gadberry hitting 293 with 30 total base hits now on the season, 27 strikeouts. Infield, outfield straight away for the right-hander, closed stance, front of the batter's box. This pitch, top of the zone, called a strike. Little break in that one, and it's 1-1. Shayla Jansen made two appearances yesterday, started game one, came in relief in game two. So against Heartland this season, she is 0-1. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. There's Robinson again. She guns it to first, this time getting her by a few steps. 6-3 on that put out. So Jansen's complete line from yesterday, both games 0-1, 8 1/3 innings of work, 10 hits, 6 runs, 3 of those earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, a home run, and a save. She pitched 6 innings in game 1, 2 1/3 in game number 2, then bounces back to start game 3. She's been staked to a 1-0 lead. Now she faces a left-hander in Marcy Serrano. Here's the off-speed pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Caught the outer black. Marcy Serrano, 2-for-6 yesterday with a couple of runs and an RBI, batting 333 in the series. Two quickly out here in the top of the second inning. Shayla Jansen throws pitch number 7 of the frame. It's downstairs and outside. Juggling catch by Olivia Siebert. Actually, she bobbled it up to the catcher who made, or the umpire who made the one-handed catch. Count 1-1 with 2 down. So 16 teams at Nationals next week. One of these teams will be the 16th. 15 already there. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle down for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Marcy Serrano. She continues to play well in the series. If Heartland would go on to win it, she would definitely be one of the MVPs. So she's aboard. 8-hole hitter on for Marcy, or rather Megan Spain. Megan's 0-for-4 in the series of the run scored, sacrificed a couple of times. She won't be asked to do so here. She'll be swinging away, trying to get on base, turn this lineup back over to the top. Shayla Jansen rocks and fires from the pitcher's circle. Takes something off again. There's that curveball in there for a call strike, and the count's 0-1. Heartland out hitting Mineral Area 2-1. But the Lady Cardinals have the 1-0 lead early, top of the second. Slightly open batting stance for Megan Spain. Down in the count 0-1. Here it comes from Jansen, swinging a ground ball foul down the third base line. Jansen a strike away from getting through the top half of this inning. 0-2 with two outs on Spain, who's hitting .228 this year. 21 base hits, 13 runs scored, a couple of doubles, one home run, no triples, so just the three extra base hits for her. Here comes the 0-2 from Shayla Jansen. She reaches for it and fouls it, spoils it off to the right side. Good job there to see at least one more pitch by Megan Spain. It's looking like Shayla was going to get through this inning under 10 pitches, but now she's over 10 in the inning with 11 thrown, 31 total for the contest. What a ride it's been for the Mac Lady Cardinals. Winning region, splitting yesterday, and now up in the decisive game number three early on. Trying to get back to the national tournament for the first time in 5 years. Another foul ball, and we'll do it one more time at least. 0-2 count with two down with Serrano over at first base. Nine-hole hitter Spain at the plate. Just a few white clouds in the sky. No threat of any type of rainfall right now, but cool conditions and windy conditions blowing in from left field. This one misses low and inside. Good idea. See if she would swing over the top of it, but Megan Spain laid off and the count's 1-2. 2009 national champion at the Division II JUCO level, Heartland. 2008, they took third place. They're typically a ranked softball team. Here's a swing and an inside outer foul over the first base dugout and out of play. 1-2, Megan Spain battling in the nine spot. Love to see that from your nine-hole hitter. Fell down in the count 0-2 and then just keeps spoiling pitches. Adams playing even with the bag over at first. Ralston doing the same at third base, middle infield. Drawn in just a tad. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Megan Spain. Swing and a miss on the curveball. Big strikeout there. Another stranded base runner for the Heartland Hawks. They've stranded three in the game. Mack holds a 1-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the second and 60 seconds for Farmington on AM 800 KRBI.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Mineral Area out to a 1-0 lead. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and standing in there for the Lady Cardinals, 6, 7, and 8 hitters this inning, Adams, Nininger, and then Ratledge. Ralston, if anybody gets aboard. The RBI ground out by Pappard, the difference so far. Here's a swing and a line drive the opposite way toward the gap in left center field. On with a base hit is Alex Adams. She rounds first, but she'll be held to a single. That ball was hung up there in the zone, and she just crushed it the opposite way. So Alex Adams picking up that hit, her fourth of the series. She's now batting .500 against Heartland, 4-for-8. Good for her. And now it's Taylor Nininger, the right fielder. She had the big two RBI triple to tie up game one in the seventh inning yesterday. Made it 2 apiece. She was thrown out trying to extend it to an inside the park home run. Pitch outside for a ball. No, called strike. 0-1. So at the time, it tied the game, but Mack faltered in the bottom of the inning, giving up the 3-run home run to lose game one. Nininger, though, done a good job in this series, 2-for-5 with a triple and a double, couple RBIs, a run scored, a strikeout. That's good for a .400 average in the series so far. One ball, one strike now on the Cardinal right fielder. She did have an inauspicious play in right field when Phipps hit a fly ball out there to her. It was pretty deep. She was running back, tried to make an over-the-shoulder catch, and it bounced off of her glove and over the wall for a 3-run home run. But that was in game number two, and Mack bounced back and still won the game. So all's well that ends well. Foul ball on a bunt attempt pushed off to the right side. Counts 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams the runner over at first base. Mineral Area getting their leadoff batter on for the first time today. Here's the 1-2 pitch, showing bunt, but then pulling it back, swinging away and fouling it back. Nininger stays alive. We stay at 1-2. Ratledge on deck. Alex Adams with the leadoff single. Each team with two hits in the game so far. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, swung on and lined up the middle and down for a base hit. Adams moves up to second. She broke late. Not sure if it was going to get through. Second baseman came close to making a play on it. Instead, though, it's back-to-back base hits to start the second. Mineralary College coach Dave Gimmer said they have to hit in the series if they want to win. And after a slow start offensively in game number one, the bats have come to life. 11 hits in game two yesterday, plus put the ball in play several other times, taking advantage of a handful of errors by Heartland. And now up to three hits early in this one as Samantha Ratledge digs in. Moved down to the eighth spot, but she swings and pops it up. First baseman coming in and makes the catch. Runners stay put at first and second base. First out of the bottom half of the second. And it goes down to the nine-hole hitter, Ralston, with one away. Courtney looking for her first base hit of the series. She's 0 for 5 with an RBI and a strikeout against Heartland. There's the pitch, in at the knees, called strike one, 0-1. Sophomore out of Poplar Bluff digs in with the high red socks from the right side. Both batting gloves on for her. Green bat that shifts to silver as it gets out to the barrel. Silver or white, more white, I guess. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Courtney hitting .323 this year with 23 driven in. She's in a big RBI spot right now. One home run in the season, 11 doubles, 40 total base hits as this pitch misses just low and outside. Two balls and a strike on Courtney Ralston with Michaela Martin on deck. Back-to-back base hits to start it before the pop-up by Ratledge. Count even 1-1. Here it comes, swinging a tap or foul. Gets off to the left side. Puts the count at 2-2. Temperatures warming up now. Not as much wind as we had in pregame. You could probably hear the wind quite a bit in the pregame interviews with Coach Leverton and Coach Gimmer. The wind has kind of died down now. And with the sun beating down, it's getting much warmer outside. It was downright cool before the game started. 2-2 pitch just outside. Catcher did a good job framing that for her pitcher, but the umpire wouldn't bite. Ball three. She caught it outside, then brought it back, kind of held it there and waited. Home plate umpire has seen that before. Says, nope, three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff. That's downstairs. Bases are loaded for the top of the order. Michaela Martin. Adams at third. Nenninger at second. Ralston at first base. Michaela Martin 0 for 1 in this game. Grounded out to third to lead off the first. Michaela is now 4 for 8 in the series, hitting .500. A red and white bow in her hair as she digs in from the right side with a purple and white bat. One batting glove on, one batting glove off. Michaela Martin, 23 RBIs on the season. Her team already up 1-0. Bases loaded, one out. The pitch is dropped by the catcher, but still a called strike. Good location from Jessica Weaver. Certainly not the same pitcher we saw in game one yesterday. She served up some hits. She's issued some free passes. She didn't walk a batter yesterday. Pitch called a strike on the outer black this time. The count's 0-2. Weaver has walked 2 in this game so far. Michaela Martin needed to protect on 0-2 with the bases loaded and just one down. Here it comes from Weaver. Another frame job by the catcher, and again, she doesn't get the call. This one was closer. That's ball number one, one ball and two strikes. Brave of Michaela Martin to watch that one go by, but she lives to tell about it. Now she's got to be ready to go on 1-2 with the infield drawn in. Force outs all the way around. Here it comes to Martin. She swings and pops it up a mile high. Second baseman goes back, and she calls for it and makes the catch, and runners have to go back to their respective bases. Well, there's a big out number two. Shayla Jansen had allowed runners to get on first and third base with one down in that first inning and got out of it. Now Weaver's trying to get out of a bases loaded jam. She had one out, now two. Courtney Zweifel at the plate here. She's batting 1,000 in the series at 2-for-2. She doubled and came around to score in the first inning. Another double would be nice. Courtney Zweifel, slightly open batting stance for the right side. Weaver brings it home. This pitch in at the knees for a called strike. Weaver looks like she has some renewed energy, a little bit of life on that fastball. Zweifel hitting 269 on the season and does have a pair of home runs, a double. RBI total sitting at 9 right now. This pitch low and outside for a ball. Ball one. One ball, one strike. That double the first inning was her second double of the season. Alex Adams at third base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Fastball couldn't catch up. It's Adams at third, Neninger at second, Ralston over at first. Bottom of the order did a good job getting on base with the top of the order, but Michaela Martin came up empty with a pop-up. And now it's Weaver one strike away from getting out of the jam in the bottom half of the second inning. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a pop-up, foul territory. First baseman on the run, can't get there in time. It bounces off the dugout. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Weaver has thrown 21 pitches here in the second, 39 for the game. Pitch number 40 about to come home. Dave Gimmer whispers a word over to Alex Adams at third as he coaches third base. Zweifel stands back in from the right side. She'll step out and step right back in. Weaver gets the one she wants from the catcher, brings it home, and this pitch just missed. It looked like the home plate umpire wanted to ring her up. Frustration there from Weaver. It showed on her face. Looked like that probably should have been called strike three. Instead, it's 2-2. So now Zweifel with another opportunity gets right back in the box. Big spot in this game. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Weaver gets the strikeout. Mineral Area strands the bases loaded. No runs on two hits. And it took Jessica Weaver 23 pitches to get through the frame. They cannot add to their 1-0 lead. But Max still up top by a single run as we move to the third in 1 minute. It's Max Softball on AM 800 KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Mineral Area College had bases loaded, one down, couldn't get a run home. They've stranded four in the game. Still, Mac on top, 1-0 as we go to the third inning. Batter is Cassie Kuzin, who's 1-for-1 in today's game. Her last time up, she doubled to center field. That led off the game, but she was left stranded over at third base. Heartland has stranded three for the game so far. Shayla Jansen brings home pitch number 36 to start the third, and it's low and inside. Did it hit her? Yes, it did. Leadoff batter aboard again, this time in the third inning. So it is Kuzin over at first. Katie Wooldridge will come to the plate. She's 0-for-1. Last time for Katie, it was a ground out to the second baseman. She steps up to the front of the batter's box, closes up her stance a bit, no batting gloves on, a little bit of room at the bottom of her bat around the knob. She swings and grounds one, diving stop by the second baseman, caught it on a line, throws back to first, and they say safe. Mac can't believe it. What a catch by Ratledge, diving up the middle to catch it before it hit the ground on a backhand. Thought for sure she had the double play, but Kuzin called safe, diving back into first. Unbelievable play by Pappard. That's probably the play of the series so far. Good defense by Mineral Area early on. We saw Emily Robinson make a fine play earlier today. Pitched downstairs for a ball on the bricky ball to Riley Phipps. Count 1-0. Phipps took a walk last time up. Still 1-for-5 in the series with that 3-run home run in game 2 yesterday for her 21st round tripper of the season. 1-0 pitch swing, and this one is absolutely launched out to left field and foul. Just foul by a foot down the left field line. That close to being her 22nd home run and giving Heartland the lead. Instead, a long, hard strike. Oh, man. That thing was absolutely just scorched out there to left field. Hair out in front. She'll try to straighten it up this time. One ball, one strike with one away. The runner, Kuzin, over at first base. Here's the next one. She takes it for a called strike. Good pitch there. Took something off in the count of 1-2. A white and blue bow underneath the batting helmet for Riley Phipps. She awaits the 1-2 pitch from Shayla Jansen. Hits it hard on the ground. Diving stop and a flip to the shortstop and out there on the first. Cannot turn two. But how about Ratledge in the defense? She is playing at second base today. Two diving plays for two outs here in the third inning. And they get the lead runner. Kuzin is retired. Fielder's choice, 4-6 put out. From her belly, she flipped it to Emily Robinson, covering second base. They'll give her a chance to recover. Time was called. She wiped some dirt off of her. She's got that black jersey all dirtied up right now. Phipps is the runner with two down. Casey Jefferson at the plate. She's 0-1, and for the second time, Shayla Jansen hits a batter. Coach Gimmer mentioned yesterday that had been a little bit of a problem for Shayla. She likes to pitch inside, but sometimes gets a little too far inside. She's hit two this inning. Jefferson at first, Phipps at second. Those are the big boppers in the lineup, and a lineup full of them. Jessica Brooks bats now, the catcher. She's 0-1. Crowded out to third, ending the first inning. Runners at first and second base. Runner at second represents the tying run. Runner at first representing the go-ahead run in a 1-0 ball game, top of the third inning. This off the outside, called the ball, 1-0. Shayla Jansen, 8 pitches in the inning, 43 for the game, as Brooks stands in, right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher. Brooks, 392, hitter on the season. 10 doubles, a triple, 5 home runs. 46 runs batted in, and another hit batter, 3 in the inning. And the bases will be loaded. Well, we've seen a home run, or a near home run this inning from Riley Phipps. She ended up hitting into a fielder's choice. Other than that, 3 hit batsmen from Shayla Jansen. And still 2 down in the inning. We've also seen 2 great plays defensively by Ratledge at second, taking away a couple of base hits. Caught one on the line, stopped one on the ground, and flipped a short for an out. Pitching coach wants to come out and talk to Shayla Jansen right here with the bases loaded, and Cook, the scheduled hitter, 0-1 today. Remind you that our coverage of Mineral Area College softball this weekend is brought to you by Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve, Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, Crown Collision Center in Farmington. Well, Shayla Jansen got out of a jam in the first. She'll need to do it again here in the second. Good thing is there are 2 outs. The third, excuse me, top of the third. Kelsey Cook already 1 home run in this series. Here comes the pitch to her. This one is low, ball 1. 1-0 count on Kelsey Cook. She's the left fielder last time up, grounded out to the shortstop. Force outs all the way around. Infield can take the easy play. Shayla Jansen bearing down, brings home another one that's low and inside. 2 balls and no strikes. And now it's the Heartland dugout and crowd starting to get into it down the third baseline. In the driver's seat of this at-bat, it's Kelsey Cook. Her team down 1-0. Jansen hitting a speed bump this inning. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. There's Ratledge again. Flips to the shortstop, covering for the 4-6 put out. And Heartland strands the bases loaded. They've now stranded 6 in the game. And Mac clings to their 1-0 lead, moving to the bottom of the third. And we'll do that in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Six stranded base runners for the Heartland Hawks today. Mineral Area holds on to a 1-0 lead. Letty Cardinals bat in the home half of the third. Batter is Emily Robinson to lead off the inning. 3-4-5 for the Mac Letty Cardinals. Robinson reached base her last time up. It was a walk. Her batting average is dipped down to 419. Funny you say dipped down to 419. She's the team leader in that category, along with most other offensive categories: 52 RBIs, 8 home runs, couple of triples, 12 doubles, 70 hits. The only thing I mentioned there that doesn't lead the team, I believe, is the – actually, nope, it's the doubles too. She leads in that category as well. She doesn't lead in walks. That's the only category that she's not tops on the team. That honor belongs to Michaela Martin at the top of the order. Ball missing, 1-0. Jessica Weaver hasn't been as good as she was in game number one, but she has done a good job of limiting damage, especially that last inning. Mineral Area, stranded the base is loaded. Called strike here, 1-1. Then Heartland returned the favor. Stranded the base is loaded in the top half of the third. Mack never led in game number one. Here's a swing and a fly ball foul off to the left. And then the team's traded leads in game number two. Mack jumped out the early lead. Heartland came back, took the lead before Mack gained it back and didn't relinquish it. And then here in game number three, Heartland hasn't led yet. And hopefully they won't. One ball and two strikes on Emily Robinson. She swings, it jammed her. She lifts it into left field, but a long run for the shortstop going back. She makes the catch. Nice play, Kuzin. Ranging out there to the left field line. And a good thing she got there, because the left fielder Cook wasn't going to get there in time. One away in the bottom of the third inning. I mean, Kuzin had to run a long way from her shortstop spot all the way down to about midway down the left field line, but she got there and made the running catch. Mallory Papert has the game's only RBI. She's 0-for-1 with an RBI ground out back in that first inning. Here's the pitch to the designated player. She swings and pops it up. She took a big cut at it, fouled it off to the right, 0-1. Papert with her seventh home run of the season in the first inning of game two yesterday, hitting 360 now. 39 RBIs, counting the RBI from the first inning, 0-1. Here's the next pitch upstairs for a ball. Although we know the field except for the winner of this one for the national tournament, we will not know the seeds yet. And the seeds will probably be decided in the coming week. One ball, one strike, pitch upstairs. So it's not known who the winner of this team will play. And I gave you a list of most of the teams that made it yesterday, but they've added to that list with a few districts being decided yesterday. This is the only district that has not been decided yet. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Papert. It's upstairs and outside. That's ball number three. She's ahead in the count. So you got Phoenix, Arizona, Illinois Valley, Kankakee, Illinois, Labette, Kansas, Highland, Kansas, Florence, Darlington, Tech, South Carolina, Des Moines Area Community College, Iowa, Kirkwood, Iowa, Lansing, Michigan, that's a new one, and Mott, Michigan. Both of those punched their ticket yesterday. Swinging a pop-up, who wants it? Third baseman comes in and makes the catch, taking the play away from the pitcher. Phipps gets there, and that was on a 3-1 pitch. Mallory Papert was swinging away. Also, Mercyhurst, Northeast in Pennsylvania, making a trip to Nationals. Potomac State, West Virginia, Jones County, Mississippi, LSU, Eunice in Louisiana, and Illinois Central, who comes from the same region as Heartland Community College. Those are the 15 teams that we know are playing at Nationals next week. Will it be Mineral Area or Heartland who joins them? Two down in the inning. Here is Olivia Siebert. She takes the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. The wind has started to pick back up again. You probably hear it in the microphone now. Continues to blow in from left field. Yesterday it was blowing out. Dave Gimmer actually thought that was more of an advantage to his team. I'll tell you why in just a moment. You wouldn't think so. Foul ball off to the right side, 1-1. You wouldn't think so considering the power that Heartland brings to the table. But his point was they're going to hit their home runs anyway. You know, it's a 200-foot fence out there. They don't really need a whole lot of wind aid. But we're a team, Mineral Area, that doesn't hit a whole lot of home runs. Certainly not as many, 41 on the season.
Here's a called strike two. So the wind is actually going to help us hit more. So that was his point. I see what he's saying there. But today, with the wind blowing in, I think that, too, is the advantage to Mineral Area. One ball, two strikes with two down. Here's a swing and a line drive. Hard hit up the middle, and it's down and past the center fielder. Olivia Siebert, she gets her first base hit of the series. Rounds first and headed to second base. Good, because she has been hitting the ball hard all series long. Finally gets a true base hit, and it's an extra base hit. A double right back through the box. Smashed it past the pitcher and then past the center fielder. It's a two-out base runner for Mineral Area College. Alex Adams comes to the plate. Mineral Area doubling up in the hit department over Heartland, 4-2. Alex Adams is 1-for-1 today. She was left on base after singling the center field. First pitch to the left-hander in there for a strike. Counts 0-1. Left-handed pitcher on the hill. Lefty-lefty matchup. Jessica Weaver facing Alex Adams. Alex went 3-for-7 yesterday. She's now 4-for-8 in the series. She grounds this one fouled on the third baseline. Counts 0-2. I mentioned yesterday she spells her name with an I. A-L-I-X Adams, 357 batter on the season. 23 runs batted in, 6 doubles, no triples, no home runs. The next pitch, she reaches for it, slaps it foul. It goes over the fence, left side, out of play. 0-2. Protecting there with a 2-strike count. So far, Weaver, 2 2/3. It hasn't been her best performance, but she's battled and only allowed the 1 run. 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Jansen has been good. 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. She has hit 3 batters, though, but has not given up a run. Here's the 0-2 pitch with 2 down, swinging a ground ball. Shortstop charging on it, up with it, throws to first, and gets her in time. Kuzin makes the play, 6-3 put out, the 2-out double. But Mineral Area leaves the runner stranded. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on. 1-0 Mineral Area through 3 innings of play from Stevens Field at the Farmington Sports Complex. It's the District P Championship Series, the deciding game number 3, 4th inning, coming at you in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Sometime, life's best moments get messy. For everything life throws at you, there's Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. Save up to 50% on select Tigressa carpets featuring that one-of-a-kind blend of softness and strength. And if you're a pet owner, check out our selection of pet-proof carpets. Also save on hand-scraped hardwood, laminate flooring, ceramic, and luxury vinyl tile. Plus, qualified buyers can now get 18-month special financing. Unlike the big box stores, we don't charge for measures or estimates. It's free, or we can bring samples to you. Call us at 756-1999. Now's the perfect time to save on beautiful and durable flooring during Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. And find ideas and fresh inspirations for your home on our website, carpetonefarmington.com. Or visit our store at 755 Market Street in Farmington between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear. Carpet One Floor and Home, the only store with the beautiful guarantee.
Low-scoring ball game, 1-0. Mineral Area leads Heartland. And a winner moves on, loser goes home scenario, game number 3 in the District P Championship. Cardinals out hitting Heartland 4-2. 1 run on 4 hits, no errors. Heartland no runs on 2 hits, no errors so far. Shayla Jansen back in the circle facing Chrissy Gadberry. 7-8-9 in the order for Heartland. Gadberry's 0-for-1. Designated player stand in from the right side. Ground out to the shortstop in her previous at-bat. Now 1-for-7 in the series is Gadberry. Mac Lady Cardinals take their spots defensively. Rawlson at third, Robinson at short. Ratledge at second, who has turned in some fine plays up the middle, and Alex Adams over at first. Pitch high and wide for ball number 1. 1-0. Siebert is the game 3 catcher. Martin in left is Weefel in center field, rather than Bailey Marks, who started both games yesterday, and Nininger is in right field. A 1-0 count and a pitch from Jansen. That backed her off a little bit, called ball 2. Some chin music, but it was off speed, 2-0. Shayla Jansen, 21 wins on the year, has a record of 21-10, an ERA sub 3 at 2.94. 2-0 pitch. Called strike on the outer black. Flinched at it, but the batter would not pull the trigger. 2-1. Gadberry hitting .293 to start the day with 27 strikeouts on the year. 27 strikeouts leads the team. Here's the 2-1 pitch, but it's upstairs and outside for ball three. Heartland has had their leadoff batter aboard in two of the three innings. Will it be three of four? Heartland has also, though, stranded six batters, six base runners, I should say, and then Mineralaria has stranded five in the game. Here's the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a tapper down the third baseline. Ralston charges up with it, throws to first. Plenty of time, 5-3 put out. Ahead in the count, 3-1, swinging away and nubs it for a 5-3 put out. Marcy Serrano bats 1-for-1 today. She has one of the two Heartland hits, singled to center field her last time up. Serrano continues to be a pesky player. Mineralaria has had to deal with. Now 3-for-7 in the series. She bats lefty. Both batting gloves on from the left side. Facing the right-hander. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike on the outer corner. Counts 0-1. That one slowly comes in there. Left up a little bit, but Serrano didn't want anything to do with it. As we approach 1 o'clock in the afternoon, game got started at 12:03 this afternoon. Here's the 0-1 pitch with one down. This one's low and outside. 1-1. Good junior college baseball and softball being played in our listening area between the two teams that we cover at Regional Radio, Mineralaria College and Jefferson College. Jeffco in the Division I district championship fell to Indian Hills. Here's a swing and a high fly ball in the center field. Zweifel, though, is going to back up and camp under it for the out. Second out of the fourth inning. Off the bat, it sounded good and looked good, but Zweifel had it all the way. But Jeffco, they hosted Indian Hills and lost in two games, so they didn't get to go to Nationals again this year. Jeffco baseball team was the one seed of the Region 16 tournament. They won their sub-regional but got to Joplin and lost two games, one to St. Louis and one to Crowder. So they were done. Mineralaria College baseball team had a good season. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Robinson throws her out over at first base. That's off the bat of Megan Spain. 6-3 put out. Shayla Jantz gets through the inning in 9 pitches. I'll have to continue my thought on junior college athletics when we come back. Bottom of the fourth coming our way in 1 minute. Mineralaria holds to a 1-0 lead on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes a throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Patsy at Patsy's Furniture. We are cutting prices on all our existing stock to make way for the new stock coming in daily. So come in and get the best price and best values in town, all with 12 months no interest. And you can get pre-approved through our website at www.patsysfurniture.com. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. That's Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Well, not sure one run will be enough in this game. Mineralaria would love some insurance. We're to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Lady Cardinals have the bottom of the order due up. 7, 8, and 9 facing Jessica Weaver. Had a prime chance to score a couple of innings ago. Had the bases loaded, one down. Could not get any runs home. The only RBI today coming off of a Mallory Papert ground out. That was all the way back in the first inning. Here comes Nininger. She is 1-for-1. Here's the pitch to her. And she checks her swing, and it accidentally fouls it off. Would have been a ball upstairs, but softball touch of the bat, counts 0-1. Taylor Nininger singled to center field her last time up, but was left stranded. One of five Mineralaria base runners to be left on today. Heartland went 1-2-3 in the top half of this inning. Count is 0-1. Open batting stance, front of the batter's box. Here's the pitch to Nininger. She swings and launches it foul. No doubter it's going foul, but it also had home run distance down the left field line. Counts 0-2. Way out in front. She'll try to straighten that out. Nininger has brought a little bit of pop to the District P series. Three base hits, two of them extra base hits in the three games so far. This pitch low and outside. She wouldn't go after it. One ball, two strikes. It was her first triple of the season in the seventh inning of game number one, driving in two runs. She followed that up with a double in game number two and a single here in game three. One ball, two strikes to the middle area right fielder. She swings and pops it over the shortstop's head in the left field for a base hit to lead off this fourth inning. Didn't get all of it. Actually went off of the end of the bat, but just muscled it up enough to get it over the top of Kuzin. So Nininger is on, and Mineraria has its leadoff batter aboard for the second time in four innings today. Now it's Samantha Ratledge. She has played some fine defense. Let's see if it carries over to the plate. She's 0-for-1. Popped up to the first baseman last time. Squares to bunt. Ball is low. She pulled the bat back to take it for ball one. Catcher Brooks smothered it and kept it in front of her, and Nininger has to stay over at first base. A 2-for-2 day for Taylor Nininger. Mac Cardinals now with five base hits. Here's a bunt attempt, but pushed foul down the first baseline. 1-1. Just past 1 o'clock on the Talk of the Parkland Sports Voice, AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, St. Genevieve. Mac Lady Cardinals ahead 1-0 in this decisive game number 3. And batting in the bottom of the fourth with the leadoff batter aboard over at first base. Another pitch low. Ball 2. 2-1. Jessica Weaver, the body language not as good, certainly as yesterday's first six innings. Yesterday, all game long, really even into game two, she had a big smile on her face. And now she's got the smile back on her face. Here comes the next pitch downstairs for ball 3. Nerves may be creeping in, probably for both sides. This one's starting to get down to it now. And the runs have been at a minimum here in game number 3. Coach Gimmer was saying he'd like to see 8, 9, 10 runs in this game, just knowing that they're playing against a potent offense. Here's ball 4. Not sure where that pitch was. It looked pretty good, but taken for a ball by Samantha Ratledge, and she gets on base, first and second, and nobody out. But Shayla Jansen has done a good job stifling the bat so far against Heartland. And although Mineral Area hasn't exactly torn the cover off here today, they have mustered up 5 base hits. They've got to start driving them in now. 2 on, nobody out. 9-hole hitter Courtney Ralston at the plate. Her previous at bat, she took a walk. She tries to bunt here and bunts it foul. Counts 0-1. Mineral Area would love an extra couple of runs here. 1-run lead against a team like Heartland, just too close for comfort. Courtney Ralston back in the batter's box, even batting stance. Squares the bunt. There's the pitch. Bunted it foul again. Counts 0-2. Ralston wears number 24 on the back of the black jersey. 323 batting average, 23 RBIs, a home run, 11 doubles this year. Nininger on at second. Ratledge on at first. Mac trying to add to a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of the fourth, the home half of the fourth. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bunt's going to be called off of Courtney Ralston, who couldn't get it down the first two attempts. Now she'll be swinging away. Michaela Martin on deck. Martin couldn't get the job done with the bases loaded and 1 down. A couple innings ago. Here's a pitch that gets by the catcher to the backstop, and the runners advance to second and third base. It was ball 2. Wild pitch puts Nininger at third. And it puts Ratledge in scoring position at second base. Nobody down, and Courtney Ralston at the plate. A base hit could plate 2 here. On deck, Michaela Martin. Weaver slowing down her approach from the circle now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive. This one to center field. Center fielder backs up, makes the catch. Runner tags from third. Here comes the throw home. Cut off by the pitcher, and the run scores. Sack fly from Courtney Ralston. Mineral Area leads 2-0. Also advancing on the play was Ratledge down to third. And that was a hard hit, line drive as well, just happened to be right at the center fielder. But she got the job done, put the ball in play. Sack fly in the RBI. Nininger comes in to score, and Ratledge moves to third base and just 1 down in the inning. Courtney Ralston now with 24 runs batted in this season. Here's Michaela Martin. Again, couldn't get the job done with the bases loaded. 1 out last time. Now she has 1 out and a runner over at third base. Takes a pitch outside for a ball 1. 1-0. Yesterday was 4-for-7. Today she is 0-for-2 Here's the next pitch. A swing and a little jam shot over the shortstop's head. She muscled up and drives in the run. RBI base hit. Michaela Martin. Ratledge comes in. Mack on top, 3-0. And there's some cushion for the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals. That ball jammed her just a bit. And she just got it over the shortstop's head. Michaela Martin's first hit of the day. She's hit in every game of the series. And now here's Courtney Zweifel, 1-for-2. She's doubled today. She drops down a bunt, deads it in front of the plate. Catcher, fields, throws to first base. Sacrifice is good. Sacrifice goes 2-4 with Wooldridge covering. So a runner at second base for Emily Robinson, most dangerous batter on this Mineral Area team. Martin in scoring position. Emily Robinson's 0-for-1. Mack on top, 3-0. Inning started with Ningers. Ninninger singling past the shortstop. Ratledge would walk. Ninninger and Ratledge both advanced on wild pitches. Ralston with the sac fly. Martin with the single, both getting RBIs out of it. And then Zweifel with that last sacrifice. The Michaela Martin RBI was her 24th of the season as well. Dave Gimmer going to come over and talk to the home plate umpire as Emily Robinson gets set to dig in, 0-for-1. Going to see a new runner come in at second base. That's going to be Caitlin Orr. So Caitlin Orr now with a little bit better speed at second. And then Emily Robinson looking for her first base hit of the game. Still also looking for her first RBI of the series. Emily was 1-for-7 with a strikeout yesterday. Here's the pitch. She swings and pops it foul. Out of play. Mack Lady Cardinals still need 9 outs to get. But a 3-run lead is a good start now that they've pushed 2 home here in the 4th. It wouldn't hurt to get another 1 or 2 here. Emily Robinson looking for her 53rd. Run batted in. Here's the pitch to her. Low and outside. It's a ball. Also, we'd take her 9th home run of the season. It'd be okay. She's got her right wrist taped up again today. Yesterday, she had her right ankle taped up. If it's taped again today, we can't see it under the sock. I don't believe it is. 1-ball, 1-strike. Swinging a ground ball. Backhanded by the third baseman. Knocked it down. Kept it in front. Throws across the diamond. Nice play by Phipps. Mineral Area strands at 6th base runner, but they do push 2 runs across and lead it 3-0 after 4 from Stevens Field in Farmington. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Mack Softball on AM 800 KREI.
Lucas Smith Chrysler, home of the No Bull Deal.
No Bull.
It's 1 week to Jeep here at your home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, drive away in a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 for as low as $23,500. Or 0% financing for 75 months plus a $1,000 rebate. Or drive away in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade 4x4 starting at $21,500. Or get 0% for 60 months plus a $500 rebate. During our 1 week to Jeep, get a 2016 Patriot for $18,900. Brand new $18,900. Listen up, here's the biggest rebate on the Jeep Grand Cherokee, $3,500. That's right, $3,500 on a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's our 1 week to Jeep now until May the 16th at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus or at lucassmith.com.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
No Bull.
Mack with a 3-0 lead. Winner goes to the national tournament, and we're getting close to the end of it. Top half of the 5th inning. Still a lot of time left, and this is an explosive offense Mack is facing today. But Mack on top. Here we go. It's Kuzin to lead it off, top of the order. Kuzin, Wooldridge, Phipps this inning facing Shayla Jansen. Ball low, 1-0 the count on Cassie Kuzin, who's 1-for-1 today. She's been on base both times, doubled to center, and has been hit by a pitch. One of 3 batters for Heartland who's been hit by Shayla Jansen. Here's a swing and a ground ball up the middle. Another diving effort. This time Ratledge can't get there. It goes underneath of her and into center field, and on base all 3 times today is Kuzin. Leadoff batter aboard for Heartland for the 3rd time in 5 innings. Shayla Jansen has been wonderful in pitching around stuff like this, though. Not only today, but all series. There's Woldrich, 0-for-2. She's the second baseman for the Hawks. Lined out to second and ground out to second today. Ratledge taking a couple of hits away from her. Ratledge, her counterpart. And Woldrich has also played good defense at second. Pitch low and inside for ball one. And it's 1-0. Heartland knowing they need some base runners. Mack has scored 3 runs on 6 hits. No runs on 3 hits for Heartland so far. Here's the 1-0. Woldrich takes it. Low and inside again. 2 balls, no strikes. Although those did not catch the strike zone. I like the location of them from Shayla Jansen. Again, not afraid to pitch inside. But now she's down in the count. She's going to have to find the zone here. The 2-0 to the plate. That one's high and outside. Didn't like the location of that one. 3-0. If you walk Woldrich, you bring the potential tying run to the plate, and it's the one batter you don't want to face with runners on, and that's Riley Phipps with the 21 homers on the year. So important to battle back and get Woldrich. The 3-0 pitch, low and inside for ball number 4. It's a 4-pitch walk to Woldrich in front of Phipps, and that's tough. Phipps 0-for-1 in this game. Reached on a fielder's choice, and she's walked. She has a 3-run home run in the series, 21 home runs on the year. Mineral area about to get tested right now. Shayla Jansen about to get tested. 54 runs batted in for this third baseman for the Heartland Hawks. Runners at first and second, nobody down. Breaking ball over but low, 1-0. This might be Heartland's best chance right here. Who else would they rather have at the plate right now? Crowding the plate from the right side, Riley Phipps, the 1-0 pitch. And that one catches the top of the zone, called strike. 1-1. Kuzin led off with a single. Woldrich with the 4-pitch walk. Force outs at the bags. Double play would be handy here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Over but low. Good block by Siebert, but it's ball 2. 2-1 the count. Jefferson's another dangerous batter. She waits on deck. 3-hole hitter Riley Phipps at the plate representing the tying run in the top half of the 5th inning. She can crush it with the best of them. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outer corner. 2-2. Her last at bat, she crushed a ball home run distance down the left field line but missed a home run by a foot, then proceeded to ground out. It went foul. Here's the 2-2 offering to Riley Phipps. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman. Ralston steps on the bat for the first out. On the first for the double play. 5-3. There's that double play we've been waiting for. 2 outs in the 5th. And just 1 runner on base. And that is Woldrich over there at second base. Nice play. Courtney Ralston at third. The 5-3 double play helps matters for Mineral Area College. And now batter is Casey Jefferson, 0-for-1. Couple of doubles in the series. Here's the pitch to the first baseman, low and inside for a ball. 1-0. That was a big-time double play. Good job by Shayla Jansen keeping the ball down, and Ralston looking it into the glove and knowing the situation, stepping on the bag and making the throw across. Here's a swing and a high fly ball in the center field. Drifting back is Weefel. She will leap at the wall but can't make the catch. It's gone. A 2-run home run puts Heartland right back to within a run. Jefferson with the dinger just launched her 9th home run of the season. RBI is number 49 and 50. It's a 1-run game, and a good thing Mineral Area got that double play, or else this game would be tied or Heartland would have the lead right now. That was just a towering shot, fly ball, and it went about 205 feet to dead center field. Woldrich comes in. Jefferson comes around on the homer, 3-2. Heartland is on the board. Home run number 91 of the season for the Heartland Hawks. No surprise they were going to get their home runs this weekend. But Mack still with the advantage. Next pitch is inside for ball number 1 to Jessica Brooks, who's 0-for-1. The Heartland Hawk catcher hit by a pitch today, grounded out to third base. Base is empty now, 2 down. Important Jansen just forgets about the home run and goes right back to work. Swinging a hard hit, ground ball past the third baseman. It's a single in the left field. Now the Heartland bats starting to wake up now. Brooks is on with 2 outs, and now it's Kelsey Cook coming to the plate. Heartland catching up in the hit category, now being out hit 6-5. A 2-spot so far here in the 5th inning. Kelsey Cook's 0-for-2. She homered yesterday. She's reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out to the shortstop today. She's squaring to bunt with two down, but she always does this. She shows bunt, then pulls the bat back, and then tries to slap it over your head. And this pitch is up high for ball number one, 1-0. Shayla Jansen having her worst inning. She's thrown 16 pitches, 72 now for the game. Coach Gimmer saying, Aubriana Jones, if necessary, we'll see some action in this one. Here's a swing and a ground ball, and that's through into left field for a base hit right between third and short. Well-placed single, not all that hard hit. Back-to-back singles after the home run. So Brooks up to second base representing the tying run. Cook at first base, and now it's Chrissy Gadberry, 0-2 today. But a tough inning here for Mineral Area. A couple of ground outs for Gadberry. Kuzin singled to start it. Wooldridge walked. Phipps was out in that double play. Since then, three straight have reached, including the two-run home run. Pitch upstairs for a ball to Chrissy Gadberry, and the count's 1-0. Gadberry with 10 home runs this year. 293 batting average, but she does lead the team in strikeouts. She likes to swing it. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball, and this one is hammered out to left center and gone. Just like that, the Heartland Hawks gain the lead. A three-run blast from Gadberry, her 11th of the season. 5-3, Heartland with a five spot here in the fifth. And home run number 92 on the season as a team. It takes them to the fifth inning to start crushing the baseball, or the softball, I should say. Oh, man, Brooks, Cook, and Gadberry all come around to score. Four straight have now reached. And Max still trails by two. Still anybody's game. Shake it off. Marcy Serrano at the plate. First time Mac has fallen behind in this game. Marcy Serrano's 1-for-2. Two home runs in the inning. A single to center and a fly out to center field. For Marcy Serrano today, Shayla Jansen brings home the next. This one is hammered down the first baseline. Foul, inches foul. Counts 0-1. Heartland starting to make some hard contact now. We've even seen a double play this inning, or it could be so much worse. Jefferson with the home run, leaving the yard for the ninth time this year, and then Gadberry, the home run, was her 11th of the season. Marcy Serrano with nobody on and two outs, takes a pitch inside for ball one, 1-1. 5-3, and Shayla Jansen's up over 20 pitches in the inning. We saw Smith yesterday for Heartland throw 40 pitches in an inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Serrano swings, and she flies it deep to center field. Going back is Weefel, and it is gone for the third home run of the inning. The Heartland Hawks are teeing off here in the fifth. Marcy Serrano trots around the bases. She gets mobbed at home plate. She just scores her 13th home run of the year. Tied for second on the team. Three home runs this inning, this time a solo shot to dead center field. And Dave Gimmer has seen enough. He will go to the bullpen. Shayla Jansen will be pulled. She fails to get a win in the series. And now she just hopes her team can come back and send them to the Nationals so she can get that record. Aubriana Jones will be the new pitcher. We'll give her some time to warm up. 6-3, our score. Three home runs in the fifth, a six spot so far, and the batter will be Spain, the nine-hole hitter, when we come back in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Hi, this is Greg Redfield of Redfield Collision Center in Festus and Farmington. Be listening for the business spotlight on our collision repair facility. We'll discuss all the aspects of our business and why you should make Redfield your first and best choice. Because like I always say, when quality counts, you can count on Redfield. Be listening for the business spotlight on Redfield Collision Center here on Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
This game turned around in a hurry. Mack led 3-0 entering the fifth inning, but we've seen home runs this inning from Jefferson, from Gadberry, and from Serrano. Gadberry and Serrano go back-to-back. 6-3, Hawks now out in front. 93 home runs as a team this year for these Heartland Sluggers. And now Megan Spain, 0-2, stands in facing Aubriana Jones. Jones got the win yesterday. Game number two. Pitch low for ball number one. In that game, Jones went 4 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, a strikeout, a couple of homers and a hit batter, but the offense was good enough to give her the win. This pitch, missing low for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Man, things can change in a hurry in athletics, but definitely in the game of softball. 2-0. Next pitch, outside, 3-0. And the last thing you want to do here is walk the 9-hole hitter and get back up to these big bats with Kuzin on deck. The 3-0 pitch, called strike from Aubriana Jones. 3-1. Aubriana Jones rocks in, fires it. The 3-1 pitch, low and outside for ball number four. The walk to the 9-hole hitter. 6-3 is the lead for Heartland, and it's back to Kuzin. Kuzin with a runner over at first base. Takes a first pitch strike. 2-for-2 today is Kuzin. Last time up, it was a single in the center field. She's been hit by a pitch. She's also doubled in the center field. This pitch is upstairs and outside, evens the count up. That 1-1-1. After the home run, 6 straight have reached. Jefferson, the home run hitter, is 1 of the 6. Here's a swing and a line drive down the right field line, but foul. 2 feet foul, 1-2. Well, I guess it was a matter of time before the offense came to life, but after the 2-run home run to make it 3-2, you were hoping Mineral Area could just kind of refocus with nobody on base, limit the damage, try to get those runs back in the next inning, but now they've given up the lead and trail by 3 runs. Came into the inning up by 3 runs. This pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-2 on Cassie Kuzin, who has not been retired today. Final line on Jansen, 4 2/3, 8 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 3 hit batters. Here's the 2-2 pitch, spoiled foul off to the right side. Heartland trying to make a return trip to Nationals this year. And now find themselves out in front. 2-2. Jones brings it home, swung on, popped up, high, right field, foul. Runner, or the right fielder over, but can't make the play. It's out of play. Foul ball. 2-2. Weaver, 4 innings of work, and although faltered a bit early and actually gave up a couple runs last inning, has done a good job limiting damage. 3 runs allowed, all of them earned. 3 walks and a strikeout. Now she would be in line for the win. And I tell you what, I'd like to be a pitcher with this batting lineup crushing balls behind you. Help you out getting a lot of wins. She's going for her 20th of the season today. Pitch upstairs for a ball, puts the count full at 3-2. Now the batter will stand in with a full count, and the runner will go on the next one. Aubriana Jones trying to mercifully end this top half of the inning. Here's a swing and another fly ball. This one's deep to right center field, and this one also leaves the yard for a 2-run bomb in the 4th home run of this 5th inning. Kuzin blasts her 14th home run of the year and moves into second for the team lead. The lead is 8-3 for the Heartland Hawks. It has gone from bad to worse to terrible here in the 5th. An opposite field shot, her 2nd home run of the series. Spain and Kuzin both come in an 8 spot in the 5th inning. They've hit home runs off of both pitchers. Katie Wooldridge 0-2, bases cleared for her. Swing and a miss, took something off. 0-1. Coach Leverton probably thinking, where's this been all game long and really all series long? They'd hit their home runs, but, man, they're coming in bunches now. Here's the 0-1 to Wooldridge. Off speed, in at the knees for a called strike. 0-2. Just the outlook on this game completely turned around once this fifth inning got started. Thing is, when Fitz grounded into that double play, I was thinking that was going to be the turning point back Mineral Area's way, but certainly not. Next batter crushed the home run, and the floodgates open from there. Here we go. Aubriana Jones facing Katie Wooldridge with an 0-2 count. We've had back-to-back home runs, then a walk, then another home run. This pitch is outside. Ball one. The inning started with Kuzin. So Heartland has batted around. Kuzin has homered and singled in the same inning. One ball, two strikes, two down. Aubriana Jones delivers again. Swing and a miss. She chased it, lowered away, and finally the inning comes to an end, but not before. Heartland gets 8 runs on 7 hits, 4 home runs. And Mineral Area down now by 5, 8-3. Still time to get back into it. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth in 1 minute. You're listening to Max Softball on KRBI.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Well, now it's time for Mineral Area to start their comeback. Down 8-3, bottom of the fifth inning. Mallory Pappert to lead off against Weaver. First pitch is downstairs for a ball. Now, Weaver had to sit and watch her offense do some work, and she was happy to see it, but let's see if maybe that affects her pitching. She had to sit a little bit between Game 1 and Game 2 yesterday. Seemed to affect her going into it. Was not nearly as good in Game number 2. And she got roughed up. So hopefully something similar happens here. Mack trails by 5. 4 home runs in the fifth inning. For the Heartland Hawks, they scored 8 runs in that fifth alone. Hadn't scored in the previous 4. Called strike on the outer corner makes it 2-1 on Mallory Pappert. Pappert has a home run in the series. 2 balls and a strike. Weaver toes the rubber and brings it home to the right-handed batter. Check swing. Called strike. 2-2. Pappert, Siebert, Adams this inning. Mack just has to get right back on the horse. They've shown that they can hit the ball against this pitcher. They just need to start doing it. Again, 2-2 pitch. Spoiled foul off to the right. We stay at 2-2. Pappert has an RBI in today's game, but she's 0-2 with a ground out to short and a pop up to third. She steps out. She'll step right back in. New softball in for the pitcher, Weaver. She's trying to get win number 20 on the season and punch the Heartland Hawks ticket to the national tournament. Ball outside and low, ball 3. If Heartland gets there, Region 24 in Illinois will have 2 representatives in the national tournament. If Mack can come back and get there, they would be the only Missouri representative at the Division 2 national tournament. Here's a 3-2 pitch, swinging a hard hit, ground ball, second baseman though, fields and flips to first for the out, 4-3 put out. The first is retired at the bottom of the fifth. Positive start for the Lady Cardinals. Mack put up a run in the first, 2 in the 4th, took a 3-0 lead. But it all came crashing down with that 8-run 5th inning. Now Heartland out hitting Mack 9-6. 8 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Mineral Area 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Olivia Siebert at the plate, 1-for-2. Got her first base hit of the series last time up. Hit the ball hard a couple of times in game 2 yesterday, reaching on errors. Actually put Mack on top 5-4 in game number 2. So Olivia Siebert hitting the ball hard. Can she do it again? She does. She swings and hammers it through the hole into left field. Hard hit ground ball puts her on base, a single, with one away in the fifth. So there's one base runner. Need a few more. Seventh base hit of the day for Mineral Area. Alex Adams, the batter, one for two. Grounded out to shortstop, her previous at bat. She's also singled to center field. Left-hander versus left-hander. Here it comes to the Cardinal first baseman, low and inside for ball one. 1-0. Olivia Siebert on over at first base. Mineral Area trying to put a rally together. Jessica Weaver is approaching 90 pitches for the game. They have Hannah Smith available to come in if they need her. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. She'll step on the second base back, throw on to first. Can they turn two? You bet they can. 6-3 double play as Alex Adams grounds out and ends the inning. 8-3, a five-run cushion for Heartland as we move to the sixth and 60 seconds. You're listening to the District P Championship Series, game number three on AM 800 KRBI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Heartland comes to bat the top of the sixth inning with a five-run lead thanks to that eight-run fifth inning where four home runs were hit out of here. And leading things off for the Hawks will be Phipps. Riley Phipps was the batter that we were worried about hitting a home run last inning. She grounded into the double play, and then her teammates picked her up. Jefferson, Gadberry, Serrano, and Kuzin all went yard in the fifth. Riley Phipps with 21 dingers this year. She's 0-for-2 today. A brief talk between catcher and pitcher. Looks like a change has been made for Mineral Area at the catcher position. I believe Mallory Papert has taken over for Olivia Siebert. And here comes the first one from Aubrianna Jones. The left-hander brings it home. It swung on and fouled off to the right side. We're underway in the sixth inning, and the count is 0-1. Mack led 3-0. Had the chances to get a few more early on, and now maybe kicking themselves for not coming through. But Heartland had some chances early as well. Didn't come through until that fifth. 0-1 count. Jones brings it to Phipps. It's up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. If Mack doesn't come back, Jansen would be in line for her second loss in the series. Here's the 1-1 pitch upstairs for a ball. And if that would be the case, she'd fall to 21-11 in her final year here at Mineral Area. As it stands right now, she's tied with Alex Perry for most wins in a regular season, or single season. I keep saying regular season, but single season. Wearing a Mineral Area College uniform. 2-1 pitch. High and tight, look out. Nearly hit her in the head. Phipps ducks out of the way in the count 3-1 to the leadoff batter this inning, a three-hole hitter overall. Mallory Papert is indeed the new catcher. Olivia Siebert giving way to Mallory. Mallory started the game as the designated player. Here's the 3-1 pitch. She's swinging away, and she pops it foul back behind us. And the count will go to 3-2. Three balls and two strikes with Riley Phipps at the plate. She taps the bat head on the plate, and Aubrianna Jones rocks and fires it. This one low and outside for ball number four. Leadoff man aboard again for Heartland. Back-to-back innings, and four of the six innings overall. Heartland has gotten a leadoff man aboard, and now here's Jefferson. 1-for-2 today with that home run, two-run bomb in the center field. Her last time up, she's been hit by a pitch. She struck out, and here she'll take ball one, 1-0. Pitching starting to come apart late for Mineral Area. Heartland taking better at bats as well. Waiting on pitches to drive, and boy, are they driving them. Here's the next to Jefferson. She swings and pops this one up, though. It'll stay on the infield. Second baseman over toward the first base bag. Ratledge gloves it for the out. First out of the sixth brings up Brooks, who's one for two. Single to left field last time up. Came in on a home run by Gadberry. Hit by a pitch, grounded out to third. Both teams have turned double plays today. Here's a swing and a pop-up. Foul territory off to the right side. Papper can't get there in time. It drops just beyond the fence in the fan section there that sits adjacent to the first base line. Foul ball. Counts 0-1. Aubrianna Jones, the second pitcher used by Mineral Area. Standing in the front of the batter's box, Jessica Brooks looking for hit number two in the game. Here's the pitch to her, and it's top of the zone called strike. She wanted to swing, then thought better of it. She would have had to swing early as that pitch was on the inner upper corner. She would have had to swing early and rope it down the line. 0-2 is the count with one away. Here's the next, a swing and a pop-up, but this is in a shallow right field. Going backward is the second baseman, Ratledge, and she gloves it for the second time this inning. Two outs, and Cook comes up, one for three. Kelsey Cook is single today. She's reached on a fielder's choice. She's grounded out to short. She's hit a home run. Now in the series, seven home runs for Heartland. Came in with 87. They're up to 94 now as a team. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Fastball got by her up in the zone. Nine hits for Heartland today. Six of those coming last inning. Here's a swing and a fly ball deep to center field. Looking up is Weefel. Another two-run bomb. This time it's Kelsey Cook. Her second home run of the season. 10-3. Heartland with their fifth home run of the day. Another no-doubt shot. A seven-run margin right now as Heartland is flexing their muscle in game three. Now Coach Leverton has been waiting for this. Phipps and Cook both score on the two-run blast. And here comes Chrissy Gadberry. She left the yard last time up. It was a homer in the center. Ground out to third, and ground out to short as well. Here's the next pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0. Take a look at some of these batting stats. Getting out of hand now. Cousins 3-for-4 with a home run and two RBIs. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This one's in the center field. This one's going to stay in the yards. Weefel started back, then came in. She wanted to make sure she had room. She did. And finally, it's the final out of the sixth inning. We'll give you some more stats when we come back. And Mineral Area will come to the plate down by seven runs. Bottom of the sixth coming up in a minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With eight runs in the fifth and two runs in the sixth, Heartland has opened up a 10-3 lead over Mineral Area College in the decisive Game 3 of the District P Championship Series. Out hitting Mineral Area 10-7. And the Mac Lady Cardinals come up. They're down to their final six outs. Bottom of the order, Nininger, Ratledge, and Ralston this inning. Weaver They'll face Nininger. Here's a swing and a fly ball foul down the left field line. It gets out of play, and the count is 0-1. Let's run down some of these offensive stats here for Heartland. Kuzin, 3-for-4. A single, a double, and a home run. She's a triple short of the cycle today. A couple of RBIs. Wooldridge is 0-for-4 today. Phipps is 0-for-4 as well. Jefferson, 1-for-4 on the game, and has a home run and a couple of RBIs. Actually, 1-for-3 with a home run and a couple of RBIs. Brooks is 1-for-3 with a single. Kelsey Cook, 2-for-4 with a single today as well, plus a home run. Count as 1-ball, 1-strike, and a foul ball makes it 1-ball and 2-strikes on Nininger. Gadberry, 1-for-4 with a home run as well. Serrano, 1-for-3. A couple of base, or 2-for-3, excuse me, with a single and a home run. And then Spain is 0-for-2 on the day. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Up with it is Kuzin. There's your first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. So needless to say, the bats have come to life here for Heartland. And Jessica Weaver, who faltered early, now that her offense is delivering behind her, she's starting to pitch a little better as well. Looks like Morgan Reynolds is the batter here for Samantha Ratledge. Morgan Reynolds getting her first at bat of the day. Morgan 0-for-2 yesterday with an RBI walk in game 2. Morgan in there for Sam, who is 0-for-1 today but was playing second base and doing a fantastic job at second base. Morgan Reynolds hitting well over 300 this season, right around 350. Former Hillsboro Hawk. She's down in the count now. 0-2. Strike on the first pitch, a foul on the next. Here's the next one to Morgan. It's upstairs for a ball. 1-ball, 2-strikes. 7-run lead for Heartland. Mineral Area down to their final 5 outs. Still have time, but they got to start making some noise pretty quick. This ball is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maybe get that first base runner on. Start putting some pressure on the pitcher. Get a couple on, 2 or 3 on, then start moving that train. Here's a swing and a jam shot toward the shortstop, but Kuzin backs up and makes the play. Didn't hang in the air very long, but long enough for Kuzin to back up on it. It's the second out of the bottom half of the sixth inning. Reynolds is retired, and in the series is now 0-for-3. 9-hole hitter steps in. And for Mineral Area, that's scheduled to be Courtney Ralston, and it will be Courtney. Courtney is 0-for-0 today. A couple of good at-bats. She's walked and hit a sacrifice fly, has an RBI, her 24th of the year. Takes a ball, 1-0. Weaver. Rocks and fires it to the plate. Swing and a miss. Gets the fastball by her up in the zone. 1-1. Jessica Weaver will bring home pitch number 100 of the day and a 1-1 count with 2 down in the bottom of the sixth inning. Heartland will get one more chance to try to add to a 10-3 lead. And this pitch is on outside for a called strike. If you're just joining us, join us recently. Mack led 3-0 going into the fifth. Heartland hit 4 home runs in the fifth and scored 8 runs. They hit their 5th home run in the top of the 6th inning and now lead 10-3. 10 unanswered for the Heartland Hawks. Swinging a ground ball foul. 1-ball, 2-strikes with 2 outs. And these home runs, by and large, have been no doubt monster blasts out to center, right center field. 1-ball, 2-strikes on Courtney Ralston. Jessica Weaver trying to finish this 6th inning. She swings and pops it up. Foul territory right side. First baseman over. Has no play. It bounces off the top of the dugout. We stay at 1-2. Courtney Ralston picks up the bat. Makes her way back to the right-handed batter's box. Michaela Martin on deck. Mineral Area coaching staff doing their best to encourage their players here as things have not gone their way the last couple of innings. 1-2 pitch swung on, hit hard past the shortstop. Ralston with the base hit. She'll round first, but she will stay there, and that is her first base hit of the series. She picked up her first RBI, and now the first base hit. And she turns the lineup back over to the top. Mack Lady Cardinals get their 8th hit of the game. Picked up 11 hits in game two yesterday. I think it was 5 hits in game one yesterday. And now here's Michaela Martin, 1-for-3 in this game. And now 5-for-10 in the series. She swings and grounds it to the third baseman. Phipps has it. She'll throw it strong across the diamond for the 5-3 put out. Mineral Area strands the base runner, their seventh that they've left stranded in the game. They get no runs on one hit and one left on. 10-3 Heartland as we move to the seventh inning in 60 seconds from the Farmington Sports Complex on AM 800 at KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Patsy at Patsy's Furniture. We are cutting prices on all our existing stock to make way for the new stock coming in daily. So come in and get the best price and best values in town, all with 12 months no interest. And you can get pre-approved through our website at www.patsysfurniture.com. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. That's Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Home runs being handed out like candy here today. 10-3 is our score. It's the top half of the seventh inning, and now it's Heartland coming to the plate, trying to add to a 7-run lead. Serrano, Spain, and Kuzin are due up. Serrano has hit one of those home runs, 2-for-3 on the game today. The right fielder, she has been fantastic. Got to say, she's been one of the players of this series. Homered last time. She's flied out to center and singled to center field. She's been giving Courtney Zweifel some work out there. She'll face Aubrianna Jones. Aubrianna's job is to keep it at a 7-run game and see if the offense can't make a rally in the bottom half of the seventh to extend what's been a great season for Mineral Area College softball. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch to Serrano, and it's inside for a ball, 1-0. The line for Aubrianna Jones is coming in relief, 1 3, 2 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks and a strikeout. She's behind in the count, 1-0 to Marcy Serrano. Here's the pitch. Good off-speed pitch. In at the knees. Called a strike, 1-1. Heartland pounding out 10 hits, half of them home runs. 1-1. Live and die by the long ball. Certainly makes them fun to watch, though. Here's a swing, another deep shot out to left field the opposite way, but there is Michaela Martin to make the catch. It went right at her. I don't even think she had to move. There's your first out of the seventh. That breaks a streak of 2 straight innings in which Heartland's gotten the leadoff batter aboard. And now we go to Megan Spain, who's 0-for-2. Spain has been one of the few hitters who's not been able to get in on the fun a whole lot. She'll swing and pop this one into shallow center field. Long run. Actually, didn't even get out of the infield. It was a long run for the center fielder, but she gave way to the second baseman, Ratledge, who puts it away. So Spain over in the game, and I believe over in the series still. Check that. Yeah, she was 0-for-4 yesterday, so now 0-for-7 in the series, but does have a run scored and a couple of sacrifices. Batter now is Kuzin. Cassie is 3-for-3 in today's game, and she swings and pops it into right field. Going back, Niniger looks like she's got a place. She leaps and makes the catch at the wall. 1-2-3 go the Heartland Hawks. Aubrianna Jones retires the side in 5 pitches. Now Mineral Area needs to get the bats going. Last chance for the Cardinals coming up at the bottom of the seventh, trailing 10-3 on AM 800 KRBI.
Sometime, life's best moments get messy. For everything life throws at you, there's Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. Save up to 50% on select Tigressa carpets featuring that one-of-a-kind blend of softness and strength. And if you're a pet owner, check out our selection of pet-proof carpets. Also save on hand-scraped hardwood, laminate flooring, ceramic, and luxury vinyl tile. Plus, qualified buyers can now get 18-month special financing. Unlike the big box stores, we don't charge for measures or estimates. It's free. or we can bring samples to you. Call us at 756-1999. Now's the perfect time to save on beautiful and durable flooring during Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. And find ideas and fresh inspirations for your home on our website, carpetonefarmington.com. Or visit our store at 755 Market Street in Farmington between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear. Carpet One Floor and Home, the only store with the beautiful guarantee.
Jessica Weaver out of East Peoria, Illinois, going to try to finish what she started here today. She comes out to pitch the seventh inning. She's thrown 104 pitches so far, and she gets 2, 3, and 4 in the Mineral Area lineup. She's got 7 runs to work with. Up 10-3 is Heartland, trying to take game 3 in Farmington. Swing and a hard hit, ground ball through for a base hit to lead it off from Courtney Zweifel. 2-for-3 today. And 3-for-4, hitting .750 in the series for Courtney. So she's on base to start it off. Just need a few more of those. Then Mack can start making a dent. Mack has gotten the leadoff batter on base 3 times today. And now it's Emily Robinson, 0-for-2. 0-for-2 today, and 1-for-9 in the series is Emily Robinson. And she gets a base hit up the middle. That one finds center field, and as Zweifel moves up to second, Robinson on over at first base. Robinson's second hit of the series. Letty Cardinals not ready to go down just yet. 10 hits aside, but again, half of Heartland's hits have been home runs. Dave Gimmer going to come and talk about a substitution here. The batter is scheduled to be Mallory Papert, but it will not be. New hitter is number 11 coming in. That's Ryan, or no, not Reinhart. Reinhart's number 1. New batter is a right-hander, however. And now though, Olivia Siebert on deck. And here comes the first pitch with Robinson at first and Zweifel at second base. Called strike. Count is 0-1. .313 is the new runner over at first base for Robinson. Here's a swing and a fly ball over to the second baseman, shallow right field. Wooldridge is able to get over and make the catch, and there's your first out of the seventh. So with Robinson being pulled from the game, the new runner is Davis over there at third. So that pop out to right brings up Olivia Siebert. Siebert's 2-for-3 today. Last time up, she was able to single. She's also doubled. She's popped up to the third baseman today. One away in the bottom of the seventh, and this is a called strike, and the count's 0-1. No balls and a strike with Zweifel at second and Davis, who's running for Emily Robinson over at first base. Siebert, 2 base hits today, and make it 3 as she gets this one past the first baseman. The bases will be loaded. Right fielder overran the ball. Then she picks it up late, and the run comes in to score. So a base hit, then an error on the right fielder allows Weevil to come in, and Mineralary gets a little bit closer, 10-4. Credit the single, but not the RBI to Olivia Siebert there. First time that Serrano has made a mistake in right field. She's played great defense out there throughout the series. Davis moves up to second, Siebert to first base. Mack is within 6. Alex Adams, 1-for-3, takes the pitch low for ball number 1. Well, we've seen Heartland score 8 runs in an inning. Why can't Mineral Area score 7 runs to tie or 8 runs to win it in the bottom half of the seventh? That'd be the way to do it. Here's a swing and a foul ball back to the screen. She chased one upstairs, puts the count at 1-1. Alex Adams looking for her second base hit. .357 hitter this year. Jessica Weaver's got to be running low on energy now, well over 100 pitches. This is number 112, swinging a ground ball deep in the hole at short. The flip to the third baseman to get the lead runner. Fielder's choice, and it goes 6-5.
retired is Davis, who is running for Robinson. Mineral Area down to their final out of the ball game. Kuzin to Phipps on that last play. Siebert up to second. Adams is the runner at first base. And it comes down to Taylor Nininger, 2-for-3 today. Ground out to short last time up. She's also singled and singled into left and singled to center. Mineral Area down by 6 runs. A swing and a tap or foul off the plate. Counts 0-1. Last chance for Mac to extend their season. If they lose this game, they'll fall to 34-23 and the year will be over. After a Region 16 championship, the Lady Cardinals winning their 4th Region championship in history. Program not all that old. 2000, late 2000s, that's when the program started. A couple years before I arrived at the radio station. There's a called strike in the outer corner, 0-2. And when I got here, Mineral Area was winning the region every single year, making it on to Nationals. Here's a swing and a little pop-up. Second baseman is going to play it on a hop, throws to first. What a pick over at first base to end the game. And with that, it's the Heartland Hawks and not the Mineral Area Cardinals moving on to Nationals. What a play by Woldridge and Jefferson combining for the 4-3 putout. Final score 10-4. Heartland to Nationals. Mineral Area season ends at 34-23. Congratulations to the Hawks. We'll come back in 2 minutes for post-game show on AM 800 KRBI.
Lucas Smith Chrysler. Home of the Noble Deal.
Noble.
It's 1 week to Jeep here at your home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, drive away in a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 for as low as $23,500. Or 0% financing for 75 months plus a $1,000 rebate. Or drive away in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade 4x4 starting at $21,500. Or get 0% for 60 months plus a $500 rebate. During our 1 week to Jeep, get a 2016 Patriot for $18,900. Brand new $18,900. Listen up, here's the biggest rebate on the Jeep Grand Cherokee, $3,500. That's right, $3,500 on the 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's our 1 week to Jeep now until May the 16th at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus or at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Noble.
Hi, this is Greg Redfield of Redfield Collision Center in Festus and Farmington. Be listening for the business spotlight on our collision repair facility. We'll discuss all the aspects of our business and why you should make Redfield your first and best choice. Because like I always say, when quality counts, you can count on Redfield. Be listening for the business spotlight on Redfield Collision Center here on Regional Radio.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Heartland takes 2 out of 3 from Mineral Area College in the District P Championship Series and improves to 36-20. Mineral Area falls to 34-23 and sees a great season come to an end. Mineral Area loses 10-4 in Game 3 despite out-hitting Heartland in the game 11-10. 5 of the 10 hits for Heartland, though, were home runs. They scored 8 runs in the 5th, hitting 4 runs in the 5th inning. Another home run in the 6th inning, scored 8 in the 5th and 2 in the 6th. Cassie Kuzin was 3-for-4 with a run scored and 2 RBIs. Woldridge was 0-for-3 with a run scored, a walk, and a strikeout. Riley Phipps was 0-for-2, a run scored, and 2 walks. They were able to win this series despite Phipps not doing all that much. He did have the big home run in game number 2, but they lost that game. Jefferson was 1-for-3 with a run scored, a couple of RBIs. Brooks, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Cook was 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. Gadberry, 1-for-4 with a run scored and 3 RBIs. Serrano, 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. And Spain was 0-for-3 with a run scored, a walk, and a strikeout. The home runs belong to Kuzin, Jefferson, Cook, Gadberry, and Serrano. Kuzin also with a double. She was a triple short of the cycle. Mineral Area College, Michaela Martin was 1-for-4, had an RBI. Zweifel was 2-for-3 with a couple of runs scored and a strikeout. Emily Robinson, 1-for-3 with a walk. Papert was 0-for-2 with an RBI. Siebert was 3-for-4 in the game. Nice game for her. 1-4 for Adams. Nenninger was 2-for-4 with a run scored. Rattledge 0-for-1 with a run scored and a walk. Reynolds pinch hit was 0-for-1. Ralston 1-for-1 today with an RBI and a walk plus a sack fly. Orr and Davis both ran but did not record any stats. Extra base hits for Mineral Area. Zweifel and Siebert with doubles. No home runs for the McAlety Cardinals in game number 3. Zweifel with a sacrifice bunt and Ralston with a sacrifice fly. McAlety Cardinals stranded 9 base runners today. Heartland stranded 6. They actually stranded 6 in the first 3 innings. Did not strand any from the 4th on. So able to get runners in after that. Leadoff batter for Heartland was aboard 4 times in the game. Mineral Area had their leadoff batter aboard 3 times. The losing pitcher is Shayla Jansen. She ends her sophomore season at 21-11, 4 2/3 of an inning of work, 8 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, gave up 3 of the 5 home runs. Aubriana Jones came in relief, went 2 1/3, gave up 2 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, a strikeout, and gave up 2 home runs. Jansen threw 78 pitches, 44 found the strike zone. Jones, 38 pitches, 23 for strikes. The win is Weaver. She will go to 20-5. 7 innings of work, 11 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Did not give up a home run. Threw 115 pitches in the workhorse effort. 75 of those went for strikes today. The McAlety Cardinals are done for the year, and Dave Gimmer is having one final talk with his team. We hope to get him on for a post-game interview. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back with more post-game from the Farmington Sports Complex on a cool Saturday afternoon, AM 800 KRBI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Our weather radar watches the skies over Missouri's Parkland. We'll tell you what it sees right here on AM 800 KREI Farmington. Here's Mark Potosi.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Heartland Hawks with 8 home runs in the series, 5 of them today, and they win it 10-4 over Mineral Area College in game number 3. Dave Gimmer is set to join us now for one final time this season. Mineral Area's season comes to an end after a Region 16 championship, their 4th program history. Coach Gimmer, things were looking good until the 5th inning. You're up 3-0, but the wheels kind of came off there and gave up 4 home runs in the 5th, 8 runs in the 5th, and they finally started hitting their home runs there, and it kind of went downhill.
Yeah, we're not only the 5th, but 2 outs in the 5th. And I look at the 7th, and I think those same girls came and popped up. And you're like, you know, just the way the thing's going to go. They stepped up when it mattered and got hits, hit the ball hard. I mean, the wind's blowing in, and you think those balls went out pretty well. And They were hit pretty good.
Yeah, and two outs in the fifth after you had gotten the big double play off of their best batter. You know, Phipps is the one who grounds into the double play. Then that's when the home runs start to come. But you kind of knew the home runs were going to come, but they came in bunches there toward the end of the game. They ended up hitting 8 home runs in the series, which is, I guess, par for the course for them.
Well, they hit 3. I think once that four-hitter hit that home run to make it 3-2, it seemed like they're all of a sudden, even their confidence was just – for whatever reason, just blossomed right then. And yeah, they – and I don't know if Shayla was getting the pitches up or what, but, you know, pitches that were – that they weren't making solid contact on, all of a sudden they did in the fifth inning.
10 hits for them. 5 of them were home runs today. Your team actually out-hit them 11-10 today, but stranded 9 base runners, had some chances early to get runners in and unable to do so. And although you were leading at the time, I'm sure you'd like to get a few more in there early.
Yeah, that's – you know, you leave the bases loaded. Of course, they left the bases loaded once too. But, you know, you got opportunities there with runners on base all the time. And if you don't score against a team like this, take advantage of those situations. You're probably going to come up on the short end more often than not.
Courtney Zweifel and Olivia Siebert had a good day today. Courtney, with a couple of base hits, had the double early, came in and scored the first run, and then Olivia had a 3-for-4 day going today. A couple of bright spots in your lineup there.
Yeah, Courtney had been struggling a little bit, and during regional she started playing well, and of course she was 2-for-2 yesterday, so put her in the lineup, and she got 2 more hits today. So, you know, it's nice that you can have people that, you know, we just talked about being part of a team that, you know, we got enough people that can hit that, you know, you better hit or you're not going to be in the lineup. And you know, Courtney was struggling towards the end, but, you know, she showed some bright spots in the region tournament yesterday, so she got a start and hit again today.
You know, your team really competed, took this series the distance with one of the better teams in the nation. They're receiving votes for the top 20 in the nation. I'm sure you're pretty proud of the way the team came out here and really fought hard and led in this game, had great chances in game number one and won game number two.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of hard to talk to the girls right now after they lose, and a lot of them, their careers are over, their career at Mineral Area is over, and I'm sure they didn't listen to a whole lot. They usually don't. But, you know, that's the thing. That this, I don't know how many wins we had, but to get 30-plus wins in a season is a really good season for us. And, you know, taking that, well, winning regionals and taking this team to 3 games was a big accomplishment for us.
34 wins on the season, so not too bad.
34, not too bad.
23 is what you'll end up with. And you'll say goodbye to some sophomores. Do you know yet where some of these sophomores are going to be moving on and where they'll be playing at this time?
Emily Robinson is going to Missouri Baptist. Mallory Siebert and Alex Adams are going to play at Harris Stowe. We think Shayla is going to sign with Williams Baptist. I'm not sure if she has or not. Michaela Martin and Courtney Roston are still, they got a couple options open that they're looking at. So there's quite a few moving on.
We mentioned a pretty good group of sophomores that I'm sure you're going to miss. And that's the way of junior college softball. You always have to say goodbye after just 1 or 2 years with them.
Yeah. And, you know, guys, the Michaela Martin, we looked at stats from last year, and, you know, she hit 240 last year, and she was well over 350, 360 yeah. This year. Courtney Roston, of course, really played good defense at third base, and she hit around 200 last year, and she's been over 300 all year. So, you know, those two, it shows just how far they've come in 1 year. It was nice getting Taylor Nenninger to come from Three Rivers, and Mallory Papert transferred from St. Louis. So you get a couple girls that come in. Alex Adams had a good year all year. You know, just Courtney Zweifel, you know, just right down the line that Shayla in the circle, you know, there's one big hole we're going to have to fill. You know, and you tell her, hey, after the Cotty game, you got the rest of the regional tournament. I don't want anybody else to be in that circle. And, you know, she came through, and then it's like, you know, today, there you go, Shayla, it's yours. And, you know, she threw real well for 4 2/3, and couldn't expect any more out of these players.
After 2011, 4 years went by where you can't win the region tournament. this year, would have been the fifth, but you got back out there and you got the job done, region champs for the fourth time in program history, and this team will always be remembered for the team that got you back on top there. So,
yeah, they, you know, last year we had a few deficiencies, and, you know, when you get into postseason play, those deficiencies are going to end up haunting you at some point. And, you know, this year we got Siebert and Papert come in as catchers and just solidified that position for us, and others stepped in, and you know, it was unfortunate being a number one seed last year. We just, like I say, has a few deficiencies, and it really comes back to bite you. And so it's really nice to see this group of girls, you know, come back and win the region and really play well against Heartland.
Coach, congratulations on a fine season. We appreciate your time here today, and I guess good luck next year. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Thanks.
Dave Gimmer, the MAC softball coach. They lose 2 out of 3 to Heartland, but a valiant effort. Final score in game 3, 10-4. We'll come back and wrap it up with the Farmington Sports Complex in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the MAC softball team comes up one step short of a chance to go to the national tournament, but they do achieve their goal of winning the Region 16 championship this year. Final score in game number 3 was 10-4. That was after MAC had taken game 2, 6-5, and Heartland had taken game 1. 5-2 in a walk-off bottom of the seventh inning. It's time to announce our Unico Bank player of the game. We'll go players of the game, co-players, and for the second time, we got to go Cassie Kuzin. She was 3-for-4. She's the shortstop. Had a home run today, a couple of RBIs, and a run scored. Cassie with 2 home runs in the series. And then the other one is Gadberry, the 7-hole hitter and designated player. 1-for-4 today with a run scored, but 3 RBIs. She also was able to hit a home run. So those are our co-players of the game, brought to you by Unico Bank, who cares about you like family. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. 8 home runs hit in the series for Heartland College. They're up to 95 home runs as a team. 5 of those home runs came today. 4 of those home runs came in the 5th inning. 2 big innings making the difference. 8 runs in the 5th, 2 runs in the 6th. Mineral Area scored 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 7th, but could not come back after they had fell behind 10-3. Jansen again takes the loss and falls to 21-11 on the year. She will end up tied for the team wins record in a single season. She went 4 2/3, gave up 8 hits, 6 runs. All of them earned 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Weaver, though, she gets the win. She's 20-5 now on the year for Heartland. 7 innings of work, 11 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. Not her best day, but she'll take it. 3 walks and a strikeout. As Heartland moves on to the national tournament, they'll be one of 16 teams competing in Clinton, Mississippi next weekend. Mineral Area will say goodbye to their sophomores and say goodbye to their season with a 34-23 record, whereas Heartland is now 36-20 on the season. Thanks to the coaches, Steve Leverton and Dave Gimmer, for the pre- and post-game thoughts here today. Kristen Cooper for engineering and operating back at the studio. Thank you for listening to this Mineral Area College series against Heartland and the District P championship. Until next time, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Enjoy your weekend.
Sometime life's best moments get messy. For everything life throws at you, there's Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. Save up to 50% on select Tigressa carpets featuring that one-of-a-kind blend of softness and strength. And if you're a pet owner, check out our selection of pet-proof carpets. Also, save on hand-scraped hardwood, laminate flooring, ceramic, and luxury vinyl tile. Plus, qualified buyers can now get 18 months special financing.
Unlike the big box stores, we don't charge for measures or estimates. It's free. Or we can bring samples to you. Call us at 756-1999. Now's the perfect time to save on beautiful and durable flooring during Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. And find ideas and fresh inspirations for your home on our website,